You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
A jury deliberation room filled with 12 men, ordinary people just like you or me who must decide the outcome of a murder trial. Experience for yourself as dramas run high, tempers flare, and personal prejudices are tested, all while the life of one 19-year-old man hangs in the balance.
Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present 12 Angry Men, written by Reginald Rose, directed by John Welch. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, June 16th through July 7th.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you. I'm cruising.
Spirits and diversions. The cigar and pleasure friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Well, big few days coming up as I am in Las Vegas for the 2018 International Premium Cigar and Pipe Retailers Convention and Trade Show, and it begins in just a couple of hours. And we will be providing exclusive coverage on Monday, this coming Monday, July 16th, beginning at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Video coverage will take you right into the heart of the convention center, and we will be giving you the latest intel on the newest cigar releases, newest brands, newest extensions, and all the news in the world of cigars. It is the epicenter of the cigar universe, and we are going to be there front and center. Nothing like Las Vegas in the middle of July, 115 degrees, but it's a dry heat. And as I tell everyone, if you want to compare, people say dry heat, it's not like being in the humidity of Florida. Warm up your oven to about 120 degrees and then stick your head in. And you tell me if it makes a difference whether it's dry heat or a humid heat. Makes no difference. Hot is hot. Long Ash greetings and salutations. A Long Ash snappy salute. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Screw the enemies of pleasure. Make America great again. And how wonderful was it earlier this week to see His Excellency, President Donald J. Trump. And the reason I referenced that is because I saw that Kim Jong-un sent a letter to President Trump and kept calling him Your Excellency. And so I now, of course, I'm waiting for the enemies of Donald Trump to say, oh, we've got to stop this. We've got to stop Kim Jong-un calling President Trump His Excellency, because now President Trump will have his ego stroked so much that he'll give the entire farm over to North Korea. Well, we know that is an absolute load. But how great was it to see President Trump at NATO as an alpha male saying, enough is enough. We're not going to be taken advantage of. The United States is paying way more than their fair share, 70% of the budget of NATO. We're the ones that have been living by the agreement to have at least 2% of a nation's GDP spent in military spending, defense spending, and all these other mooching countries, including Deutschland, Germany, and even though I've got German shepherds, still, I've got to point out that Germany under Angela Merkel, yeah, Frau Angela Merkel, bottom line is, they are freeloaders, they are mooches. And I love all these people, all the Democrats that saying, we need the rich to pay their fair share. Well, of course, we know they are. But when it comes to NATO and other countries and our allies paying their fair share, all of a sudden, when President Trump presses them on paying their fair share, they're singing a different tune. They are humming a different tune. All of a sudden, it's like, how can you go after? These are our friends, our allies. And I got a kick out of the Secretary General of NATO after President Trump kind of basically stated in clear, unequivocal terms that the U.S. is done paying their overwhelming share. It's time for the other country, European countries that are members of NATO, to step up. And the Secretary General says, well, Mr. President, he's from, I think, Norway, if I'm not mistaken, and here, Denmark, one of the Danish countries. And he says, Mr. President, the NATO has worked very well in defeating two world wars. Actually, that's not a very good Norway. Norwegian should be more like this. I'm from Norway. Ah, okay, this is better. Mr. President, first of all, let me introduce you to Inga from Norway. Very, very nice. Maybe he's from, is he from Sweden? Sergeant Steve, do me a favor. Is the Secretary General from Norway or Sweden? In any event, that's not going to change the accent I do, because Norway and Sweden, they all kind of sound the same. And the dames, beautiful. Blondes, absolutely marvelous. Magnificent. But when Norway, thank you, from Norway, that is Secretary General from Norway. So from Norway, he said, Mr. President, the alliance we have had have worked just fantastic. It has worked great to assist all the countries in defeating two world wars. Well, not so fast, my friend. First of all, NATO was not formed until after WW2, World War II, in 1949. Who were the ones, what countries started World War I and World War II? I'll take Germany, Deutschland, for 100, Alex. Ding, 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 that's our daily double. They started not one, but two world wars. Now, you can tell me all you want. The European countries were the ones that defeated Germany and won World War I and won World War II. Not so fast. If it weren't for the United States, and yes, we had Canada that assisted us. Our Canadian friends, our neighbors to the north, yes, they contributed. And England, yes. And, of course, France wants to take credit. France was overrun like a snowflake by a snowplow in World War II. So, please, I don't want to hear about, oh, the French, they really gave up. The French army gave a big fight. They rolled over like a bunch of pansy asses that the French are. So when I hear the Secretary General mistakenly say, well, it was because of all the European countries that got together to defeat the, to win World War I and World War II. Well, Germany was our enemy. So Germany was not part of NATO. NATO wasn't around. And the fact of the matter is, it was the United States that always has and continues to do the heavy lifting. And I say, enough is enough. And President Trump is right. And when I hear all these Washington elites in New York, in L.A., in Washington, in their little bubble, their little cocoon, their lib cocoon, stating, oh, the president, he went after our allies. These are our friends. They were there for us after 9/11. Great. Just the same way that we, by treaty, would be there for them if they are attacked. So don't give me this nonsense, well, they were there for us after 9/11. Well, by treaty agreement of NATO, we would be there for them. They were attacked, absolutely. And President Trump was right, going after, talking about the pipeline between Russia and Deutschland and Germany. Very, very shady. So when I hear these elitists criticize President Donald J. Trump and say, oh, you have to be friendly. These are our friends. You can't call out our friends. Here's the analogy that I like to use that I will share with you right now. And I'm sure you all can relate to this one way or another, because as alphas, we're not cheap. Alpha males are not cheap. As alphas, we're more than happy to pay our fair share and more, whether it's at charity events, whether going out to dinner. But here's the analogy that I use. And this is a true story. Was playing golf. There's about four of us that would always go out and play golf. So three and myself. And whenever the beverage cart woman would come around, we would always take turns and say, okay, great. You know what? Here, I got it. My turn. No problem. What do you want? You want a beer? You want snacks? Whatever. Great. $30. Great. Fantastic. I got it. Then a few holes later, she'd come around again. And one of our other friends, they'd say, what do you want? And another buddy would say, hey, I got it. This is my turn. And then it went to the third person, and then it came to the fourth person. And the fourth person, whenever the beverage cart lady was about to come and provide snacks, he'd always be missing in action. He'd be in the, you know, in the woods doing his business. He'd be somewhere else. We'd never find him. And then it was the same thing. We would all go to lunch afterward, and we never split it. We'd always say, one guy would say, hey, you know what, it's my turn, your turn, whatever. And would always come to him, and he'd always, again, disappear. And the two other guys that I was with would always take him, just, eh, that's how he is. Well, of course, me being the supreme alpha commander. When he left, I said, listen, none of us are going to pick this up. This is nonsense. This is now about the sixth time that he's tried to stiff everyone else. We all pay our fair share. He's a friend. So I said, we're not going to touch him. When he comes back, I said, give me the check, because I know he'll come back once he sees that the check isn't in front of him, and I'll take care of it. Great, no problem. What are you going to do, Dave? I said, just let me handle it. I'm the alpha here. You just smile and go along for the ride. Long story short, he comes back thinking the bill's paid. He's like, oh, we're ready to go? And I said, nope, not ready, but I just reviewed the check, and it's all good, and I pushed it over to him. I said, your turn. This guy was about, I think he's turned about 10 shades of green that he was actually going to have to pick up the tab. And we're not talking about a lot of money. We're talking for lunch. You know, we're talking about, again, for four people, you know, having a couple of drinks after a round of golf and having a nice meal. I think the whole bill was maybe, you know, $100. That's fairly reasonable considering there were drinks involved. We didn't go crazy. We weren't ordering, you know, 10-pound lobsters or 20 pounds of stone crabs. So he looked. And he said, well, great. He said, I'm looking at it here. He said, great, everybody puts in 25 plus, the tip or whatever. So everybody puts in like 30. And I looked at him. I said, we're not putting in anything. I said, you know what? These two guys aren't going to tell you, but we're getting a little tired of us always picking up the beverage cart tab and then picking up lunch. And you know where to be found. And he's like, well, no, but yeah, but that's what friends do. We all pick. And I said, yeah, we are friends. But you tend to stiff everyone else. So there it is, and I told all the guys, we're going, you pick up the tab.
We now go live to Reading Colt 45's baseball with Connor Sutton.
Baseball on the radio here from historic Tiger Field. Game two of this two-game series between the visiting Sierra Wolves and the Reading Colt 45s. The Colt 45s coming into tonight's game on an eight-game winning streak, 19-10 overall, 9-1 in their last 10 games, winning last night 15-6 over the Sierra Wolves. Tonight's starting pitcher for the Colt 45s is the right-hander Rance Pittman. We'll give you his statistics here. Comes into the year with in his fourth appearance, his second start. He's 1-0 with a 3.48 ERA, 10 in the third innings pitched, giving up 11 hits, 4 earned runs. He's also struck out 9. In his last outing back on July 7th, he started that game through 7 shutout innings. He's got the win, give up just 4 hits, 2 walks, and struck out 6. So he's hoping to continue that little hot streak. His only bad outing of the year was back on June 23rd when he threw a third of an inning and gave up 3 earned runs on 4 hits. Faced 9 batters. There were 6 total runs, but 3 of them were unearned. He'll face the Sierra Wolves this evening. Sierra Wolves starting lineup. Austin Logue leads off, the designated hitter in the first spot in the lineup. Drew Stover bats second. Tony Kaplansch bats third. Chris Cook, Brandon Mothero, Chase Thatcher, Lorenzo Reyes, Josiah Taylor, Dylan Mars, and the starting pitcher for the Sierra Wolves is Brandon Waltermeyer. Left-handed hitting, Austin Logue will step in against the right-hander Rance Pittman. The first pitch is at 7:19, a little bit late of a start here tonight. It was, I believe, up high for a ball. Check that. It was on the top of the zone for a strike, and now the second pitch is also a called strike, and it's 0-2. So Loeb faces a pair of fastballs from Pittman, and it's 0-2. The 0-2 pitch is up and in now is Low pass it back out of the way. The designated hitter this evening, Rance Pittman out of Lower Columbia College. In his second start of the year, working from the stretch here. First 1-2, swung and a miss, so a good start to the game for Rance Pittman. He gets a 1-2 swing through, and that is the first out of the evening. Take a look at the defensive alignment this evening for the Colt 45. Tonight's game is brought to you by Muse concrete. Noah Dobbin is in left field. Lane Pritchard in center. And Max Werner out in right. Erik Karlsson is at third base. Lorenzo Debrecht at short. Mickey Meinhofer at second. Mike Ciancio is at first. And Logan Gomes is the catcher this evening. The first pitch to the right-handed hitting, Drew Stover, is down low for a ball, 1-0. This pitch is off the outside part of the plate. Now it's 2-0. Stover last night was 1-for-3 with a walk and a strikeout. Out of the sixth spot in the lineup, now batting in the second spot this evening, Tommy Kaplanch, which has got to be one of the better names we've seen this year, is on deck. 2-0 is over for a strike, 2-1. Colt 45 is trying to extend that winning streak to 10. They were 10-10, what seems like not very long ago. This 2-1 is a fastball over for a called strike, and it's 2-2. Good start for Pittman. If he can locate that fastball early in this game, can get in a little bit of a rhythm. 2-2 pitch, he delivers. This is hit in the air to shallow center. Lane Pritchard comes in a few steps. He will make the catch, and that's the second out. Off-speed pitch, about a three-quarter of a swing from Stover. He just lifted it out to shallow center for the second out this evening. That'll bring up Tommy Kaplanch, who was 2-for-5 with 3 RBIs last night. Right-handed hitting. 2 outs, bases empty here in the top of the first inning for the Sierra Wolves. First pitch is a breaking ball over for a strike, and it's 0-1. So in the first three batters, the opening pitch of each at-bat has had a different pitch. We've seen a fastball changeup and now a breaking ball. This is a check swing tap towards third. Charging is Carlson. He's got on the hop. He will throw over to first in time. Kaplanch wasn't running all that hard. And that'll end the inning. He might have been shooken up on the play. But a 1-2-3 start for Rance Pittman. Nicely done there. The 45s will be coming up for the first time here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything, and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live any place else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Channel out for the Colt 45s here tonight. Lane Pritchard leads off in center field. Lorenzo Debrecht bats second at shortstop. Mike Ciancio bats third at first base. Alex Sinisaros is the designated hitter in the cleanup spot. Erik Karlsson bats fifth playing third base. Mickey Meinhofer bats sixth at second base. Max Werner's in right field. Yeah, batting seventh. Noah Dobbin is in left field batting eighth, and Logan Gomes is the catcher batting ninth. The first pitch to Lane Pritchard is on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Tonight's game is brought to you by Muse Concrete. This is hit on the ground to first, and it goes off the head of Cook and over into the right field foul territory, and now moving into second will be Lane Pritchard, a hop that was kind of a scary one, and now Cook, the first baseman, got him right in the nose, and he's quickly flooding with blood of the bloody nose, and that was hit relatively hard. The trainer hustling out, and a scary moment here in the first inning. And that's a just a strange, strange hop that got him right in the nose. He's already headed towards the dugout. Pritchard's going to be into second with a double. Kind of a strange double, but I believe because of the bad hop, that was the initial play. It looks like we're going to have a quick... defensive change, I believe. Looks like we will. I think Cameron Starr is going to come in and play first base. It's a rough way to start the night, though. Just a one hop that kind of moved on him as it hit the dirt. Not a great hop, which you typically don't see early in games. But it looks like Cook will have to exit. As Cook will be replaced by Cameron Starr here defensively. So, Lane Pritchard will be at second. Andres Lara is heading over and giving him some more towels because it was immediately a lot of blood coming out of his nose right on contact. Just a tough hop. Kind of a strange way to start the night. But Lorenzo DeBrecht will step up against Braden Waltermeyer, the right-handed pitcher for the Sierra Wolves. Right at 6 feet tall. DeBrecht with an RBI opportunity here tonight. DeBrecht takes down low for a ball in the opening pitch. It's 1-0. Lorenzo DeBrecht was 2-for-3 a night ago. 3 runs scored on RBI and a walk. Batting 333 on the year. 1-0 pitch is up high, 2-0. Rick will probably let loose here on 2-0. This is also high, 3-0. Rio is chopped towards third, just foul. Pitch got a lot of the plate, but Lane Pritchard's hit was, in fact, ruled a hit. I thought it might be ruled an error, but it was a tough pop. 45 is looking to improve to 20-10 here with the win tonight. 3-1 to Lorenzo DeBrecht. With a runner on second, nobody out. Here's a breaking ball and a good pitch. It's over for a strike. Had him out in front. And that loads the count at 3-2. Mike Ciancio is on deck for the Colt 45s. Last night's game, 15-6. DeBrecht out in front again. He just taps this one foul. 3-2. Defensive alignment this evening for the Sierra Wolves. Kaplanch is in left field. Taylor in center and Motherall in right. Stover is at third. Thatcher at short. And Reyes at second with Starr at first. Time is called here. And now I think we had a fan fall down over here. I'm not sure what happened. 3-2. Waltermeyer sat. Here's the breaking ball. That is Sigran and got it. It would have been 4, but it got him on the sleeve. So first and second, nobody out for Mike Ciancio. The Colt 45s and a great opportunity to score a run here in the top of the first inning, or the bottom of the first inning, I should say, after Rance Pittman set down the side in order to begin the ball game. Ciancio was 2-for-5 with 3 RBIs a night ago. First and second, nobody out. Infield the double play depth. First pitch is on the, check that, off the outside corner for a ball. 1-0. Looked like the catcher, Dylan Mars, was set up on the outside corner. It just ran away. 1-0. This is swung and a miss, 1-1. They're shooting for that outside corner, making Ciancio go out and get it that time, unable to do so. It's 1-1. One-one pitch. Oh, that's away. 2-1. Siniceros is on deck. Ciancio batting .310, 13 hits and 42 at-bats. Two home runs, 17 driven in. This 2-1 is called the strike on the inside corner with a fastball, 2-2. Nothing-nothing our score with two on and nobody out here in the bottom of the first inning. Walter Meyer working from the stretch. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball. That's up high. 3-2. Back-to-back. Full counts now to go 45 hitters. Three and two. Runners go. This is popped up in on the infield. It'll be an infield fly. Stover will make the catch over at third, and that's the first out here in the first inning. So with one out and two on, that'll bring up Alex Siniceros, the left-handed hitter. Siniceros batting .222, 6 hits in 27 at-bats. He's scored 10 runs, 2 big flies, 9 RBIs. He was 3-for-6 with 3 RBIs last night in a big night for him. Left-handed hitter takes a ball, 1-0. The first baseman, Star, who replaced Chris Cook, playing behind the runner at first. They're going to spin and throw back to second, and not in time. Pritchard just gets back in time. Had a pretty big lead. Erik Karlsson is on deck here in the home half of the first inning from historic Tiger Field. One ball, no strike. This pitch is hit well out to right field. Back, and that ball is gone. A 3-run home run for Alex Siniceros, and it's 3-0.
3-run home run.
Siniceros. On a 1-0 pitch, got a fastball middle in, and he launched it. It was on a line, but hit extremely well, and it just climbed over the wall out in the 370 part in right center field, and it's 3-0 Colt 45s. Got one he liked and did not miss it. His third home run of the year, 12th RBI. Well done there by Alex Siniceros, and it's now 3-0 here in the first inning. So, Walter Meyer will head back to the windup. Karlsson in from the right side will step in. One out on the bases entry following the home run. First pitch breaking ball is over for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Siniceros with a line drive shot that felt like it never came down. 1-1. That pitch is inside to Erik Karlsson. In the top of the second inning for the Sierra Wolves, it'll be Starr who just replaced Cook, who got hit in the nose on that ground ball. Karlsson takes outside 2-1. And then Motherall and Thatcher, the 4-5-6 hitters. In the second, 3 runs on 2 hits here in the first inning. 2-1 pitch. This ball is hit well out to left center field. Taylor going back. Just shy of the track, he will make the catch in left center, and that's the second out. Thought Karlsson might have his first home run of the year right there. It looked good off the bat. But hung up just long enough for Taylor to track it down. Mickey Minehoffer now will step in. 2 outs and nobody on, the right-handed hitter. Pitched last night, did not hit last night. As this first pitch is lined back up the middle, that's a base hit. Takes a big round at first, and then we'll head back at the third hit of the inning for the Colt 45s. And Meinhoffer continues to stay hot. He went 3 2/3 last night, gave up just 1 earned run.
striking out six. So Max Werner will step in. Two out and one on. Walter Meyer already had 21 pitches here in this first inning. Wouldn't be surprised if we saw Meinhofer try to swipe second base here. As they do throw back to check on him. He's back safely. Meinhofer has seen his average rise in the last couple weeks. Meinhofer has four stolen bags in four attempts. He will not go. The first pitch is down low a little bit inside. 1-0. Two out, one on here in a 3-0 game. A three-run home run from Alex Sinisteros earlier in the inning. Walter Meyer from the stretch. The slide step throws. This is on the inside corner at the knees. A good pitch. 1-1. Noah Dobin, who was last night's starting pitcher, is on deck. One and one. Breaking ball. That's again over for a strike, and it's 1-2. Meinhofer, who's got a good lead over there, the problem is Walter Meyer slide-stepping, giving him no opportunity to get a good jump. Seems like he's got the green light. Over at first. A ball and two strikes. Another slide step. This one, too, he's on the move. The throw is, there's going to be no throw. Is Mars, the catcher, mishandled it. He probably would have had Meinhofer again, who really didn't have a big lead or a very good jump just because of the quick delivery to the plate. One ball, two strikes now to Max Werner. Chokes up a bit. This 1-2 is up high. Two balls and two strikes. 25 pitches here in the opening half inning for Walter Meyer for the Wolves defensively. Payoff pitch coming. This is hit foul. Still 3-2. Check that. I think it's 2-2. The scoreboard here, I don't think he's correct. This pitch is called strike three with a breaking ball, and that'll end the inning. They leave Meinhofer at second, but score three times on a three-run big fly from Alec Sinisteros. It's 3-0 as we head to the second here on KCNR 1460.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back here to the top of the second inning. Tonight's game is brought to you by Muse Concrete. 3-0 is our score as Cameron Starr will step in. He replaced Chris Cook at first after that one hopper off the nose on a bad hop off the bat of Lane Pritchard to begin the bottom half of the first inning. First pitch is in the dirt to Starr. Right-handed hitter. Starr takes a 1-0 pitch called for a strike. It's 1-1. in one plate appearance last night. And walked and scored a run. 1-1. Swung on a miss. He was late. Might have just got a piece of it. In with the catcher's glove. Gomes, 1-2. Base is empty here leading off the second inning. 1-2. This is a cold strike, 3 on the outside corner, and that is the first out of the second. Pittman might have reached back for a little something extra. They had some good velocity on it. And that'll bring up the left-handed hitting Brandon Motherall. Right fielder, who was 1-for-4 last night with a walk and a run scored. This first pitch is hit high out towards center field. Lane Pritchard back a few steps. Now he circles around and comes in. He will make the catch, and that is the second out. A one pitch second out for Rance Pittman, and that'll bring up Chase Thatcher. Thatcher, the shortstop tonight, batting from the right side, hit leadoff last night, was 1-for-3 with a couple runs scored and a couple walks. Bases empty, 2 down. Pittman has set down the first 5 batters in order here to begin this game. First pitch is hit off his fist foul. He was late on the fastball, 0-1. In the bottom of the second, it'll be Dobbin, Gomes, and then the top of the order, Pritchard. 8-9-1. No balls, 1 strike. This 0-1 is just high with a fastball, evens the count at 1-1. Outfield and infield straight away here with 2 down. 1-1. That's up high. Easy take there for Thatcher. This next pitch from Pittman will be number 20. He's been extremely economical this far. One of the reasons why he threw 7 shutout innings in his last outing was because he throws a lot of strikes. 2-1. This is inside and maybe a bit high. 3-1. Lorenzo Reyes is on deck. Three balls, 1 strike. Pitch is high and in, 4. So, that's the first base run of the game for the Sierra Wolves as Logan Gomes goes out and gives the ball back to Pittman, and that'll bring in Reyes. Left-handed hitter with 1 on here. Was 0-for-3 last night with a walk, a run scored, and a strikeout. As the first pitch is a called high strike, it's 0-1. Pittman working very quickly, getting the ball and immediately the sign, and then right back on the mound after throwing. It's extremely quick. This 0-1 is a called strike, and it's 0-2. Two down, runner on first. No balls, 2 strikes. The pitch, breaking ball just off the outside. Might have been a changeup there. 1-2. As we have an ambulance here at the park tonight. Looked like somebody fainted or fell down the stairs. Just a few steps, but ambulance is going to take, I believe it's a her away. Maybe not. No, it is a male. 2-2 outside, 3-2. So now the runner at first, Thatcher, will get a head start with 3-2 and 2 down. Big pitch, 3-2. And he went around, strike 3, the second strikeout of the inning. They'll leave 1 on as we head to the bottom of the second. 3-0, Colt 45 is the lead on KCNR 1460.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Colt 45's baseball here at historic Tiger Field on a Saturday night. Game two of this three-game series. 45's looking to win tonight. They'll extend their winning streak to double digits, 10 wins. Noah Dobin will lead off. The left fielder steps in from the left side. Again, was a starting pitcher last night. First pitch from Walter Meyer is a changeup outside for a ball, 1-0. Noah Dobin in just 12 at-bats. He's 4-for-12, 5 runs scored. Does have a triple. 1-0 is hit pretty well out to left on a line out to Kaplanch, who doesn't have to go very far. He'll make the catch, and that's the first out here in the second. That'll bring up Logan Gomes, the ninth place hitter. Gomes batting 250, 5-for-20. He does have a home run and a triple with 8 runs driven in. Did not play last night. It is Duarte, who went 2-for-5 with 2 runs and 3 RBIs, has the night off. First pitch to Gomes is a called strike. Off speed. I look to be up, but it's 0-1. Top of the order is on deck. One out, the base is empty. Walter Meyer from the windup. This is in the dirt, and it gets by the catcher off the thigh of the home plate umpire, 1-1. Walter Meyer above 30 pitches now here in the second. Outfield playing Gomes to pull here. Here's the 1-1. This is hit slowly towards third, but foul, 1-2. Didn't hit that one very cleanly. It was off the handle a little bit. So ball and two strikes. 1-2, and that nearly gets Gomes, but it goes behind him to the backstop, 2-2. -103 degrees for first pitch here tonight. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball, that's up high, 3-2. Typically, I say it's not as hot as the temperature shows, but tonight it feels hot. Usually the breeze and the sun going down and being in the shade helps, but it is definitely toasty tonight. 3-2 is in the dirt, ball 4. So, 3 consecutive balls after being down on the count, 1-2. Logan Gomes works a walk, and that'll bring up Lane Pritchard, just the first walk of the game for Walter Meyer. Lane Pritchard steps in. He doubled on that play. That was strange as he one-hopped the first baseman, Chris Cook, who got it. The ball drilled him in the nose after taking a bad hop. He then had to come out of the game. Infield double play depth. This is hit on the ground. Up the middle into center field. A base hit. Gomes will stop at second. And it's first and second, one down. Lorenzo Lebrecht will step in. Followed by Mike Ciancio. Debrecht was hit by a pitch on a 3-2 breaking ball and came around to score on Alex Sinisaros' home run. Debrecht checks his swing, but he checked it in time as it's down low for a ball, 1-0. Infield still a double play depth. 1-0 pitch is on. Check that, outside, 2-1. This next pitch will be number 40 for Walter Meyer. Two balls, no strikes. One out here in the second. The pitch is down low. 3-0. Tonight's game is brought to you by Muse Concrete. One of the recurring sponsors here on KCNR 1460 for Colt 45's baseball. 3-0, and that's a late called strike. Wow. Very late. 3-1. DeBrec to three steps down first base. Already dropped his bat. He's going to have to come back. Marzu was sitting up on the outside part of the plate. That pitch ran in. He had to reach across his body. A lot of times, the home plate umpire will not reward that with a strike, but in this scenario, he does. 3-1 pitch, up and coming. Walter Meyer set, throws in the breaking ball. It's down low. Both runners are on the move, but it doesn't matter. And that's ball four, and that'll load the bases. So after a couple quick outs here in the inning, now a hit by a pitch, a single, and a walk. Or check that, two walks. I shouldn't say a hit by pitch. And now there's bases loaded, one down for Mike Ciancio, who popped out in the first inning to third. With first and second, nobody out. He looks to bring in an insurance run. It's 3-0 here in the bottom of the first inning. Right-hand hitter. Ciancio 2-for-5 last night. 3.10 average. And this one gets him right in the back, about 2 inches below the neck. So that will bring in a run, and it's 4-0. Unable to control that breaking ball. And now with the bases loaded, Alex Siniceros has an opportunity here to really blow this thing open. He had a first-inning three-run home run over the right center field wall. He steps in. This first pitch is fouled, backing out of play, 0-1. Waltermeyer steps off the mound here. Still a double play ball can get Waltermeyer out of this inning. 22 balls and 22 strikes. He's kind of lost the zone here. He's been inconsistent here in this inning. This is a breaking ball up high. Easy take, 1-1. Erik Karlsson is out on deck, who flew out the left center in his last at-bat. This 1-1 is another breaking ball up high. Hasn't been able to bring that curveball down here in the last couple times he's thrown it. 2-1. Fastball. That's a called strike. 2-2. A lot of high strikes being called tonight, and the ones at the knees have been hit or miss called strikes. Two balls and two strikes, the pitch, breaking ball. That's called strike three. Another high strike, and that's the second out. That'll bring up Erik Karlsson. Karlsson, the right-handed batter, steps in 0-for-1. He flew out to left center as he hit it pretty well, just got a little under it. 4-0, four runs on four hits here in this ball game. For the Colt 45s, the Wolves will have their 8-9 one-hitters coming up in the top of the third. First pitch to Karlsson. Not sure where that missed. That looked to be right at the knees. But it's 1-0. This is hit on the ground to third. To his left is Stover. He's got it. He'll step on the bag, and that will end the inning. One run comes across on a hit by pitch. The 45s leave them loaded. It's 4-0 as we head to the third on KCNR 1460.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and
than attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College. More possibilities.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Top of the third inning here from historic Tiger Field. Josiah Taylor, the right-handed batter, steps in against Rance Pittman. The first pitch is right there, just below the belt for a called strike, 0-1. Pittman is on a first strike to 5 of 7 batters here. This is hit on the ground to short. To his left is DeBrecht, but it's going to go into center field, a base hit. First hit of the night for the Sierra Wolves, as that ball was hit sharply back up the middle. That'll bring up Dylan Mars. Mars last night was 1 for 3 with an RBI and a run scored. Taylor, who had a hat trick last night, he struck out 3 times, was 0 for 4. Starting off tonight a little more favorably. Runner on first. First pitch is look out, up and in. Mars has to get out of the way, and it's 1-0. DeBrecht and Meinhoffer pinched a little bit up the middle. It was Taylor who got his lead, but Pittman hadn't stepped on the rubber yet. 1-0. This is hit foul back off the screen. Austin Loeb, the leadoff hitter, is on deck. 4-0 our score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Muse Concrete. 1-1, throw back over to first, softly. Taylor back easily. Just checking on him there. Swing and a miss. Runners on the move on a delayed steal, but Gomes can't hang on. And it's 1-2. Taylor took 2 crow hops and then went. So a stolen bag, and that eliminates the double play possibility. 1-2. Taylor with good speed. A threat on the base pass. As the 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed. Now they're going to have to throw over to first. They will. Good breaking ball. Dylan Mars strikes out. That's the third strikeout, I believe, of the game for Pittman, maybe the fourth. Austin Loeb will step in. It is the fourth strikeout. Loeb, the left-handed hitter, steps in. He struck out to begin the ball game. His first pitch is hit on the ground to second. Meinhoffer to his right. He's got it. He throws over to first. It's not in time. Meinhoffer didn't really charge it, kind of waited for it to come to him, and Loeb, who was hustling down the line, beats it out. Advancing to third is Taylor. That's going to be an infield hit. And now it's first and third, one out for Drew Stover. Meinhoffer, who was playing a little bit more over traditionally where second baseman play, straight away that ball was hit more up the middle. He had to go to his right, and instead of taking a good angle on it, he kind of waited for it to come to him. So Loeb with the infield hit, and the first pitch to Stover is a called strike, and it's 0-1. Pitch number 35 from Rance Pittman here so far tonight. Wolves with a chance to get a run here, maybe more. This 0-1 is also called strike, and it's 0-2. A single, a stolen bag, and then another infield single. A strikeout in between. The 0-2 pitch. This is in the dirt. And that's going to get away from the catcher Gomes, and everybody's going to advance, and that's going to be the first run of the game for the Sierra Wolves. Breaking ball, and it was tough for Gomes to corral. It's 1-2, and now it's 4-1, excuse me. The scoreboard flashed 5 and threw me off just a bit. So it's 4-1. 1-2, swing and a miss. Strike 3, and that's the second out. Fifth strikeout for Rance Pittman. And that will bring up the right-handed hitting Tommy Kuplanch, who grounded out the third in the first inning. An RBI opportunity. Lobe at second. First pitch is right there for a called strike. Good arms in the outfield for the Colt 45s. The best arms out in left and center with Dobbin and Pritchard. Austin Lowe with a good lead at second. 0-1. This is hit off the fist foul. He was late, and it's 0-2. That was pitch number 40 from Rance Pittman. Cameron Starr is on deck. Would be next if Kuplanch can reach here. No balls, two strikes, two down. Runner on second. 4-1 here in the top of the third inning. 0-2. Just got a piece as he fouls this one back and out of play into the parking lot. To remain 0-2. Pittman set, throws on 0-2. He got him to go around. It's in the dirt. Gomes will throw over to first. It is in time. So Pittman strikes out the side. However, a couple of singles in between, a stolen base and a wild pitch. And the Sierra Wolves have recorded their first run of the game. It's 4-1 as we head to the bottom of the third inning here on KCNR 1460.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Loverboy has been delighting audiences on the weekends around the world since 1979. Join us Friday, August 10th as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Loverboy live in the event center with their trademark red leather pants, bandanas, big rock sounds, and high energy live show that includes their string of hits. Turn Me Loose, The Kid Is Hot Tonight, This Could Be the Night, loving every minute of it, and their mega hit, Working for the Weekend. Loverboy's catalog includes some of arena rock's most enduring anthems. This is sure to be a sold out concert, so purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets for this event are just $25, $30, and $35. Don't miss your chance to see Loverboy in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, August 10th. For details, call 1-800-280-UN or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
50 pitches through the first two innings for Braden Waltermeyer as he'll face the 6-7-8 hitters for the Colt 45s after leaving them loaded in the bottom of the second inning. It's 4-1 our scores, and we'll get back to historic Tiger Field. Connor Sutton here with you for game two of this three-game series. Last night was a 15-6 Colt 45s victory. Finale of this three-game series will be tomorrow night. Minoffer on the first pitch lifts this one out to left center field. Kuplanch over to his left. He will make the catch, and that is the first out. So a one pitch out to begin the third. That'll bring up Max Werner. So Minoffer, who is swung on the first pitch in back-to-back at-bats after singling in his first at-bat, flies out this time. That'll bring up Max Werner, who is 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Werner had the night off last night, did not play. First pitch, breaking ball on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. 0-1 off the inside, 1-1. Werner out of Seattle University, 6 foot, 215. 1-1 pitch outside, 2-1. Struggled in his last three games, just 1-for-7 with 4 strikeouts. His 2-1 is down low, 3-1. But his one hit was a home run on Wednesday. 3-1. And that's a called strike. Wow. That has to be ball 4. Hitting 294. 3 balls and 2 strikes with the bases empty. 1 down here in the home half of the third inning. Noah Dobin is on deck. The 3-2 pitch. This is in the dirt, ball 4. So Werner will reach via the base on balls. That'll bring up the left-handed hitting Noah Dobin. Tonight's game is brought to you by Muse Concrete. Logan Gomes is on deck. Infield now will shift into double play, Deb. Dobin flew out to left in the second. He's 0-for-1. 4-for-13 on the year. Does not have an RBI, left-handed hitter. They throw back to first. Werner is back safely. Second baseman Reyes playing over more in towards the hole. With the left-handed hitter up with Thatcher up towards the middle. Now Werner goes early. He's going to be in a pickle now. They throw to Thatcher. Now fakes the throw. Now does give it to Starr. Starr now chasing Werner. They're going to give it now to Reyes, who will finally tag him out. And now Barrick Fasking is coming out quickly, and he's saying that the pitcher, Walter Meyer, did not step off. Time was never called here. Fasking cannot believe this. But I'm still not sure why Werner went so early. Fasking might get tossed here. He is in the face of the field umpire. So now he's going to go over and check with the home plate umpire. Oh, it doesn't look like they're going to appeal at all. And now Fasking is still chasing him down. I don't know if you can appeal this. So as it stands now, there's going to be 2 down and nobody on for Noah Dobin. Werner was 2 steps towards second when Walter Meyer realized what happened. And now Fasking's just been tossed. And now he's heading back out there. And now he is very unhappy. Fasking's still going. So now he will finally leave, and he's not happy with that at all. So the pickle on the putout is going to be 1-6-3-4. 2 down, bases empty now for Noah Dobin after all that. So Noah Dobin now with the bases empty after that mess is over. First pitch is swung over and missed. 0-1. He went after that pitch below the knees. 0-1. Walter Meyer in the windup throws. This is in the dirt. 1-1. In the fourth inning, it'll be Starr, Motherall, and then Thatcher, the 4-5-6 hitters against Rance Pittman. 4-1 our score, 1 run on 2 hits, no errors, 2 runners left on base for the Sierra Wolves. Breaking ball is inside, 2-1 for the Colt 45s. Four runs, four hits, no errors, and four runners left on base. Three runs in the first inning on a three-run home run from Alex Sinisteros on a big fly to right center. 2-1. Off the plate away, 3-1. That looked to be pretty close. Three-one pitch. This is tapped foul. Now run things full, 3-2. The other run that was in the bottom of the second inning on a bases-loaded hit-by-pitch on a breaking ball that got Ciancio in the back, in the upper back, brought in the fourth run of the game. 3-2 pitch. And this is hit towards first, but foul. Three and two, we'll do it again. The seventh pitch coming up. That is on the outside corner, strike three, and that will end the inning. Well, a strange series of events which gets the Colt 45's manager, Barrett Fasking, tossed. We'll head to the fourth, 4-1 our score here on KCNR 1460.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
The game is brought to you by Muse Concrete as we get here to the middle innings here in the fourth inning. 4-1 our score. Sierra Wolves got the right-handed batter Cameron Starr to lead off, then Brandon Motherall and Chase Thatcher here. Starr struck out looking to begin the second inning. Batting from the right side. First pitch is up high with a fastball, 1-0. Fasking was tossed because on that pickle where Werner left before any play was thrown, as this pitch is fouled back, 1-1. Pitcher did not step off to make a move to second. So that was what the argument was about. 1-1, this is swung on a missed as he blew that by him. 1-2, he's popping the mid here this evening. 45th pitch of the game. A ball and two strikes. This is hit softly into right field. Werner coming in, it's going to fall in front of him, and that's a base hit. So Starr gets down 1-2, does a nice job of just flicking that one into right field. The leadoff single here in the fourth. First time the Wolves have had the leadoff batter on in an inning. That'll bring Motherall up. Flew out to center in the second. Left-handed hitter is... he steps out. 32 strikes, 14 balls for Pittman, who's been over the plate often. First pitch is swung on a miss, and it's 0-1. Pippen's got a lot of swing and misses tonight. 0-1. This is outside. Evens things at 1-1. Already 6 strikeouts in this game for the Colt 45 starter. A ball and a strike. This pitch is high. 2-1. Infield double play depth. Ciancio is going to go over and have a talk with him here. Maybe put a pick play on or just calm him down. Two and one. This will be the 50th pitch of the inning, or excuse me, of the outing, not the inning. This 2-1 is over for a strike on the outside corner, 2-2. Pippen would love to get a double play ball right here. Two and two. Start with average speed at first. Here's the 2-2 pitch. He's on the move. No one realized. Gomes didn't even realize he was on the move, and now he's safe in a second. He caught the ball. And hesitated, did not even realize the runner was on the move. It was high ball 3. And now another stolen base. So Stars at second. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. 7th strikeout of the night for Rance Pittman. And that'll bring up Chase Thatcher. Thatcher, right-handed hitter, walked in the second inning. Takes a called strike at the knees. That's the first time that low strike has been called tonight. Thatcher was 1-for-3 with a couple runs scored and a couple of walks in the out of the leadoff spot a night ago. 0-1. And that is also a called strike. Wow, I look to be off the plate. 0-2. It seems like a pretty inconsistent strike zone this evening. 0-2. Runner on second. One down here in the fourth inning. And now Pittman's going to spin around and just take a look at Starr. Does not throw. These two teams will be back at it for the finale of this series at 6:15 tomorrow night. 0-2. This is hit foul off the net. 0-2. It remains. He was late. Pittman set with a peek back to second. Throws. As he's late, this is hit foul. That's headed for a car. Just misses. We'll do it again. 0-2. Fifth pitch of the at-bat coming up. Thatcher staying alive. Lorenzo Reyes is on deck. A left-handed hitter. 0-2. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Second strikeout of the inning. And his 8th of the game. That's also the 5th consecutive batter he set down on strikes. His last 5 outs, I should say. His last 5 outs have all been strikeouts. Reyes will step in with 2 down. Pittman trying to keep Starr as close as he can at second. Reyes struck out looking at in his first at-bat. Takes down low and away, 1-0. 8 strikeouts through 3 2/3 innings. Well done so far for the 45 right-hander. 4-1 our score. The 1-0 is slapped in the air into shallow left field. That's going to fall a base hit. Dobbin coming in. It's going to be an easy play as Starr is going to hold at third. It was hit pretty shallow and right at Dobbin. No chance for Starr to even try to make a play to the plate. So it's 1st and 3rd, 2 down for Taylor. Josiah Taylor singled up the middle and scored a run in the 3rd. 4-1 our score. They've been out away from getting out of this as he throws down low with a fastball. 1-0, 60 pitches now through 3 2/3. One zero is up high. 2-0. I'm curious to see who the Colt 45s have available out of their bullpen. I think Carson Ellis will probably throw next. Maybe J.J. Reeves. 2-0. Runner from first is on the move. The throw down to second is going to be not in time. Stolen base. And it's also 3-0. Second and third now and two down. And I would kind of doubt that Pittman's going to throw anything good here to Taylor. It is high and away, ball four. So that'll load the bases. That'll bring up the catcher, Dylan Mars. Mars struck out swinging in the third. Gomes is going to come out and talk to Pittman here with the bases loaded. Tying run is at the plate here in the fourth. The Wolves have already left two runners on base in this game at risk of adding to that total. Four to one. First pitch to Mars is a called strike. 0-1. Mars was 1-for-3 last night in game one of this series. This is hit into shallow right field. Check that. It's at right to first to Ciancio. It was hit off the handle, and that's going to end the inning. So a pop out nicely done there from Rance Pittman to get out of the bases loaded jam. We'll head to the bottom of the fourth here on KCNR 1460.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Hogan Gomes will lead off here in the bottom of the fourth inning. He'll face off against Walter Meyer. As the 45s lead the bases loaded in that fourth inning. 4-1 our score. One run, four hits, and now five runners left on base for the Sierra Wolves. Gomes walked in his first plate appearance in the second inning, came around to score a run. .250 in his 12th game of the year, 5-for-20, a home run, 8 RBIs, batting from the right side. Walter Meyer on the first pitch throws. This is ripped towards third and foul. 0-1. O-1 is popped into the air. Towards third, Stover will go back into the outfield grass. He will make the catch. And that is the first out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And that'll bring up the top of the order. And Lane Pritchard, who is 2-for-2 today with a double and a run scored. Pritchard from the left side, looking for his third consecutive hit of this game.
Yours to the fielder, number 23, Lane Pritchard.
First pitch to Pritchard, just missed. I don't know where. It looked good from here, 1-0. Pritchard, 306, 33 hits, 108 at-bats. Five doubles, five triples as he takes a called strike in nearly the same spot. 1-1, eight home runs, 23 RBIs, third in home runs, leads the team in triples. 1-1, breaking ball. That's wide. 2-1. Lorenzo DeBrecht is on deck. They're playing Pritchard to pull here in the fourth inning. 2-1. That's also outside. 3-1. 70 pitches now for Walter Meyer. 35 balls and 35 strikes. It's been a flip of a coin this far. 3-1. This is hit on the ground to second. Reyes to his left. He's got it. Goes down to a knee to get it. Fires to first in time. Two down. So Walter Meyer, and out away from his first 1-2-3 inning of the night. Technically got one last inning, but a runner did get aboard and then a pickoff. Lorenzo DeBrecht will step in. Two outs, bases empty. 4-1 here in the home half of the fourth inning. First pitch is a breaking ball down low. 1-0. Tonight's game is brought to you by Muse Concrete. DeBrecht tied for the lead in home runs with 9. He's also got 48 RBIs. As he hits this one slowly back towards the mound, it gets over to Thatcher. Thatcher, the shortstop charging, throw to first. He's going to have no throw. That's going to be an infield hit. That'll bring up Mike Ciancio. Ciancio's 0-for-1. He's popped out and was hit by a pitch that brought in a run. Two down, one on. Wouldn't be surprised if we saw Lorenzo DeBrecht try to steal second here. He's got 6 steals and 8 attempts. Getting scoring position here as they throw back to first. DeBrecht back standing. They throw back again. He's still back easily. First pitch, Ciancio. DeBrecht's on the move. This is hit into shallow right center field. Coming in is Taylor. It's going to be the right fielder, Motherall, to make the catch, and that will end the inning. One hit, one left. We head to the fifth. 4-1 our score on KCNR 1460.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Free Fire Radio on Friday, July 20th, right here on KCNR.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dream forward.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Designated hitter Austin Loeb steps in. He's 1-for-2 so far tonight. He struck out and singled against Rance Pibben, who throws down low and in 1-0. And 66 pitches so far for Pibben. Bullpen still empty here as we begin the fifth. This is wrapped on the ground at first. Ciancio mishandles it with the backhand, but he will grab it and step on the bag. And that's the first out here in the fifth inning. And that'll bring up Drew Stover. Stover's 0-for-2. He's flown out to center and struck out in the third. Right-handed hitter with one out. The base is empty. First pitch is hit foul, backing out of play. Look out. The police car was racing in, almost got hit. 0-1. That would have been something else. The police car coming by at about 20 miles an hour gets hit on the fly with a foul ball. As this pitch is hit into center field on a line, it's right at Pritchard, who comes in maybe 5 feet to make the catch. Two down. So a quick start to the fifth inning. Tonight's game is, don't forget, it's brought to you by Muse Concrete, who is a proud sponsor here of KCNR 1460 and Colt 45's baseball. Their banner out in right center field. First pitch is down low. A check swing. Did he go? He did not. It was in the dirt. 1-0. Kaplanch is 0-for-2. As I mentioned earlier, got to be one of the better names we've had this year. He's grounded out and struck out. 1-0. This is hit towards first on a line foul. Evens the count at 1-1. Base is empty. Two down here in the top of the fifth inning. It's 4-1 our score here from historic Tiger Field. 1-1. Wow, it's just low. 2-1. Again, that low strike has not been called very often tonight. Pippen, a quick set, throws, breaking ball, that's a called strike, good pitch, 2-2. That's a tough 2-1 pitch to go after if you're Kaplanch, who wants to try and take advantage while he's ahead. That's a pitch you don't want any part of. 2-2, same pitch, it's a little bit further outside, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes here from Rance Pittman. And that is on the outside corner, strike three, and that'll end the inning. A 1-2-3 fifth for Rance Pittman. Just allowed one run in five innings so far, has that quality start going. We'll head to the bottom of the fifth here on KCNR 1460.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Quick fifth inning, or top of the fifth inning, I should say. That'll bring up Alec Siniceros. He'll begin the home half of the fifth. Siniceros, Carlson, and then Minoff are the 4-5-6 hitters. The bullpen is going to get active here in the fifth. For the Wolves, who have their starter, Walter Mayer, already above 75 pitches. First pitch is the breaking ball for a ball down low, 1-0. Pitch to Siniceros is off the outside part of the plate for a ball, 2-0. One for two, had that big home run in the first inning that brought in three runs. He's also struck out. 1-2 is up high, and it's 3-0. Now the home plate umpire is coming out to look at something down the line. Tonight's game is brought to you by Muse Concrete. And tonight in the pavilion, we have Arcscene Engineering, which is celebrating its 41st year in Reading. Arcscene Engineering offers engineering and consulting services from design through startup, including in-house mechanical and electrical engineering, photovoltaic and lighting design, and control system engineering. Arcscene is available to manage your projects from design concept through completion. 3-0 is outside ball four. So leadoff walk here in the bottom of the fifth inning. That'll bring up Eric Carlson, who is 0-for-2 tonight. Carlson lined out hard to left center in the first inning. He's also reached on a fielder's choice. He's 0-for-2. Infield in double play depth. The shift is going to be on here to shift Carlson to pull. Pretty much every batter they're playing on the pull here. Walter Mayer not having overpowering velocity. First pitch is in the dirt. 1-0. Trying to see who that is warming up down there. Walter Mayer spins and throws back to first. Siniceros is back safely on the dive. Want to know? This pitch is high, 2-0. It's a pitch that's been called a strike. Sometimes tonight, it's been hit or miss, 2-0. 2-0 off the inside, so seven consecutive balls here to begin the bottom of the fifth inning. A game two that has been relatively briskly played here to this point. Walter Mayer stepping off. Looks like it's a left-hander getting warmed up down in the Wolves bullpen. 3-0 is high ball four. So back-to-back four-pitch walks. And it's first and second, nobody out with Mickey Meinhofer stepping in here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 4-1, the Colt 45s with the lead. Meinhofer, 5'10", 175, a senior at a Regis University. Originally from El Dorado Hills. Him and Zimmerman both out of Regis University. Right-handed hitter, Meinhofer has been hot at the plate recently. As he fouls this one back, and that's going to just miss a car. 0-1. Spins back to second. Siniceros is back in plenty of time. First and second, nobody out here in the home half of the fifth inning. 45's looking to add on here. There are a couple of four-pitch walks to begin here in the fifth. Breaking ball, this is in the dirt. 1-1. Meinhofer in all three at-bats has swung at the first pitch. Singled in his first at-bat and flew out to left in his second at-bat after swinging at the first pitch. 1-1. This is hit down the right field line, foul. That'll get back and out of play. Kind of checking on the bullpen down there, 1-2. 85 pitches now for Walter Meyer. One ball, two strikes. This pitch is in the dirt. It's going to get by the catcher, Mars. Both runners are going to advance on the wild pitch, and it's 2-2. So now the double play possibility is erased. Two balls, two strikes. This is swung on and missed. He'll throw over to first. It's in time. I didn't know if he caught it in the air. Meinhofer was saying it was foul tipped. However, he ran almost immediately. So it's a strikeout. And that is the first out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. That'll bring up Max Werner. Werner is 0 for 1. He struck out looking. He also walked, but was picked off on a play where they don't believe that he was, that the pitcher stepped off completely and that Barrick Faskin got tossed on. One out, runners on second and third as the first pitch is a high strike to Max Werner, who is not happy with the call, visibly unhappy with it. Own one. This is hit off the fist towards first. It just curves foul, 0-2. Actually, I think that was off the end of the bat. That was strange. That ball just got over the head of Starr, who was in on the grass at first. 0-2. Walter Meyer, this next pitch will be number 90. Noah Dobbin is on deck. A big pitch here because 45s would like to extend their lead. All they need is a ground ball towards the middle or a fly ball to medium deep into the outfield. 0-2, swing and a miss. A couple of big strikeouts for Walter Meyer, and now there's two down. And so far in this inning, the 45s have left a couple of big runs out on base. Noah Dobbin will try to pick him up. Left-handed batter, he's 0 for 2 so far tonight. He's flown out and struck out. Left-handed hitter out infield will now move all the way back. Cindy Saros at third, Carlson at second. 4-1 our score here in the bottom of the fifth inning. This pitch is off the outside, 1-0. This ball is ripped out the deep right field. Motherall going back. It's going to one hop the wall. One run's going to score. Two runs going to score. The throw in the second is going to be not in time. And it's 6-1. Kind of a strange play. It was hit on a line and hit well. However, there was a play at second. And I thought there was a chance that Dobbin was going to get tagged out at second, and both the runners, Carlson and Cindy Saros, were jogging around third. If the tag would have been applied, he would have been out. Neither run would have scored. However, he was called safe. It is 6-1 as Logan Gomes will step in. Two runs home here in the inning off that double. This is ripped towards left, but foul. Gomes 0 for 1 with a walk and a run scored. He also popped out the third in the fourth inning. Six runs and six hits for the Colt 45s. Gomes, an incoming freshman at Simpson University here in Redding, California. Oh, one down low. That evens the count at 1-1. Two down, one on at second. 1-1 pitch is up and in. 2-1. I'd have to imagine this is probably Walter Meyer's last inning. He's creeping up towards the century mark in pitches. Two-one pitch. Inside 3-1. Lane Pritchard is on deck. I would imagine Walter Meyer would try and end this inning here without bringing Pritchard up, who's 2-for-3 already today. Six to one our score. Two runs home here in the fifth off a double from Noah Dobbin. This is hit towards third. Foul. 3-2. Payoff pitch coming to Logan Gomes. Breaking ball popped up way up there. The Thatcher goes into the outfield grass. He will make the catch, and that will end the inning. We'll head to the sixth. A two-run double from Noah Dobbin brings in two more. It's 6-1 on KCNR 1460.
The average adult has issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
6-1 is our score as we head to the sixth inning. Colt 45 is with the lead, looking to extend their winning streak to 10 games here with the victory tonight in game two of this three-game series. Cameron Starr will lead off, followed by Brandon Motherall and Chase Thatcher, the 4-5-6 hitters here to begin the sixth inning against Rance Pittman as the bullpen is empty for both clubs. So I would imagine now that would be the end of Walter Meyer's night. He was just shy of 100 pitches, but he's got to think that's it's got to be the end of his night. First pitch to Starr is fouled right back off the screen. Starr has struck out and singled to right, also has a stolen bag. No balls, one strike. This pitch is on the outside. Called a strike, and it's 0-2. Breaking ball, called strike three. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Starr goes down to begin the sixth inning. That'll bring up Brandon Motherall. That was the 10th strikeout for Rance Pittman. First pitch is check swing, called a strike, 0-1. 10 strikeouts through 5 1/3. That is very impressive. One out, nobody on. 0-1 on the outside corner, called a strike, and it's 0-2. Five pitches, five strikes into this inning. Motherall flew out to center, and he struck out. 0-2, hit on the ground to second. Meinhofer's got it on the roll. He'll throw to first in time, two down. Chase Thatcher now will step in with two outs and the base is empty. He's 0-1 with a walk. He's also struck out. First pitch is a called strike, 0-1. Pittman has set down six straight. 0-1 is a called strike, and it's 0-2. Pittman is just dealing here in the fifth inning. Two down, base is empty. 6-1. 0-2 pitch, breaking ball off the plate, 1-2 to Thatcher. Pretty good pitch. 1-2, this is hit down the right field line, back and out of play. And we'll do it again. One-two pitch, breaking ball, hit towards third, towards the third base coach, foul. Sixth pitch of the at-bat coming up. One and two, that's down and in, 2-2. 87 pitches for Rance Pittman, who's been throwing well tonight, just the one run given up. 2-2, this is wrapped into center field. Pritchard over to his left. He will make the catch on the move. That will end the inning. 1-2-3 inning for Rance Pittman. We'll head to the bottom of the sixth. It's 6-1 our score on KCNR 1460.
Everyday Fitness and Training is Reading's elite fitness center, locally owned and operated, featuring 21,000 square feet of cardio, strength equipment, aerobics, and member amenities. Located at 2345 Athens Avenue, Everyday Fitness offers over 35 classes per week included in membership, along with Silver Sneakers memberships and classes. We offer corporate discounts to first responders, active duty military, and U.S. veterans. Sign up now for a free week pass at edfitness.com.
How do you imagine your dream home? Open spaces as far as the eye can see? Waking up to a view of the beautiful surrounding mountains? And a quiet neighborhood that's not too far from town? Northwest Homes is here to help your dream become a reality. We have new homes available today, ready to move into on the rolling hills in West Anderson. These Skyview estates are minutes from everything but feel miles away. Or if you're looking for something unique, custom, and quality built to customer desire and request, Northwest Homes is available to suit your personal taste on your lot or one of theirs. Check out your dream home at northwest-homes.com if you're looking for undisputable quality in a home you can be proud of. Northwest Homes is your first choice.
Give Northwest Homes a call, 247-0441.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
The new pitcher is Justin Kohling for the Sierra Wolves. The left-hander, number 25. He will face the top of the order in Lane Pritchard, Lorenzo Nebrecht, and Mike Ciancio here in the bottom of the sixth. 6-1, our score from historic Tiger Field. Tonight's game is brought to you by Muse Concrete. Richard, the left-handed hitter, takes the first pitch below the knees for a ball, 1-0. And there hasn't been a whole lot of called low strikes tonight. They've been primarily down low. 1-0 is hit into center field. And that's going to be a base hit. Third hit of the night for Lane Pritchard. He is now 3-for-4. And a leadoff single here in the sixth. So Colligan, who enters the game and gives up a quick single. Colligan from the windup. This is hit off the fist into right center field. That's going to be a base hit. Pritchard around second. He's going to head to third. He's going to get there easily without a throw, but the throw is going to come in anyway, and now Pritchard's going to advance to second. So another all in right. I don't know why he tried to make a throw all the way to third. All he had to do was take a peek and realize there was no chance. But Pritchard is going to advance to second on the throw, and now it's second and third. Nobody out for Mike Ciancio. Mike Ciancio steps in. He's 0-for-2. But has an RBI. He's flown out and popped out. It's a fly out here would bring in a run. Eight hits now for the Colt 45s. First pitch is a called strike, 0-1. Alex Sinisteros is on deck. Colligan's first two pitches were hit for singles. Not a good way to start the outing out of the pen. 0-1 is down low, 1-1. Niceros hit that big three-run bomb in the first. 1-1. This is popped up foul. This is going to get into the near the dugout of the Sierra Wolves. 1-2 out of play. No chance for anybody to get over there. So a ball two strike. A strikeout here would be beneficial for Colligan. A ball and two strikes. The offering. This is hit straight down foul. In the bottom of the fifth inning, it was second and third, nobody out. 45 struck out twice, didn't advance the runners, and then it appeared they weren't going to be able to bring anybody home. And then Noah Dobbin was the savior with a two-run double to extend the lead to 6-1. 1-2 pitch, we're going to do it again. Colligan throws. This is down low. It's going to skip over the top of the catcher. Mars, the run's going to come in on a wild pitch. 7-1. So 2-2. Second time that 45s have scored a run on a wild pitch tonight. 2-2 pitch. Yeah, that's outside, ball three. Three-two. Breaking ball. This is hit in the left field. A base hit. Three consecutive singles here to begin the sixth, and two runs have come in. It is 8-1, second RBI of the game for Maciancio. And that'll bring up Alex Sinisteros.
Your leader, number 34, Alex Sinisteros.
First pitch is Sinisteros. It gets him in the shoulder, and that's a hit by pitch. So not a good start to Colligan's night. He's given up three straight singles, and now hits Sinisteros in the shoulder. These two teams back at it tomorrow night in Game 3 of this series. And then the 45s are going on a five-game road trip. Won't be back till the end of July. Right-handed batter, still nobody out. Fifth batter of the inning to come to the plate. 45s won't play again here at Tiger Field to the 27th against the Ringtails. First pitch to Carlson is a ball outside, 1-0. Carlson is 0-2 tonight. He's flied out and reached on fielder's choice. He's also walked and scored a run. Breaking ball. That's over for a strike. 1-1. Eight to one our score. 8 runs on 9 hits. 45s have been walked 5 times and hit by a pitch 3 times. This one is lifted down the left field line. Kaplansch going over. He will not get there. And it's 1-2. So ball, 2 strikes. Colgan still looking to record his first out of the inning. We reach 9 o'clock here on the Saturday night, game 2 of this series. Colgan looks back to second, steps off now as he didn't like how big of a lead Ciancio had. Down 7 runs, probably is just focus on the runner, though. Or the batter, I should say. But Ciancio is kind of being a pest. Really, that's Ciancio doing, not Colgan, I should say. He's trying to. You're up by 7 years. This pitch is going to be a wild pitch, and both runners are going to advance. And now he throws back to third, and it's over the head of Stover, and that's going to be an error. And it's 9-1. Things are going from bad to worse here in the middle innings. So now Siniceros is at third. It's 9-1. After the wild throw by Mars, that'll be the first error of the game, by the way. Carlson takes up and in, 3-2. Three runs home here in the sixth, still nobody out. 3-2, foul back.
$1 a ticket or 15 or 10. So stick your hand in there if you want to take a chance.
3-2. Again, foul back off the screen. 8th pitch we have back coming up. Sidney Harris at third, 9-1. This game is starting to drag a little bit here in the sixth. Colgan taking a long time in between pitches. Set here with a 3-2. Down low, ball 4. So now it's first and third. Nobody out for Mickey Meinhofer. Sixth batter of the inning to come to the plate, and still nobody out here in the sixth. Colgan struggling. And based on the depth of this team, I don't think they have too many guys left they can bring out of the bullpen. First pitch breaking ball outside, 1-0. Three singles, a walk, a hit-by-pitch here in the inning. 1-0. This is hit on a line out to right field. Motherwell back a few steps. He will make the catch. Tagging from third is Sidney Saros. That will bring in a run. It's 10-1. So a sacrifice fly for Meinhofer, picking up his first RBI of the evening. Carlson will hold it first. So with one out, that'll bring up Max Werner. Werner is 0 for 2 tonight with a walk and a couple of strikeouts. One out, one on. First pitch on the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. All these games can be found on our archives at KCNR1460.com. 0-1. Breaking ball is high. A ball and a strike. Werner would love to get something going here after he's kind of looked overmatched at the plate tonight. He's struck out looking and swinging. 1-1. This is hit well out to left field. Gaplanch going back, still going back. That ball is gone. A hanging breaking ball that he lined over the wall in left center. And a two-run home run for Max Werner, and it's 12-1. Six runs have come home now here in this sixth inning. Estimated distance is 360, right? It just reached over the wall. So Werner gets his first hit of the night. That'll break a streak for you, huh? Werner with his second home run of the year. Noah Dobbins steps in, who's 1 for 3 with a couple of RBIs. One out, nobody on. First pitch is hit on the ground to third. To his left now is Stover. He goes into a dive, barely hangs on, and I believe that's going to be an infield single. It is. 45s, we can't get out here in the sixth. Ninth batter is coming to the inning now. Logan Gomes is the batter. He's 0 for 2. He's popped out twice. Dobbin now with his second hit of the night. He's 2 for 4 with a couple of RBIs. Still one out. Gomes takes changeup over for a called strike, 0-1. Gomes walked and scored a run in the second inning. Oh one, swing and a miss. Fastball up in the zone. He went after it. 0-2 now. O2 is called strike 3. And that's the second out of the inning. 45s have now batted around here, and that'll bring up Lane Pritchard. Pritchard's 3 for 4. He singled earlier in this inning to lead off. Two runs scored. He's got a couple of singles and a double. Two down, breaking ball is dips inside, 1-0. 12-1 our score. 45s have had their offense work in the last couple of games. And they'll probably extend their hitting streak, or their winning streak, to 10 games. 45s will now have their fourth straight game with 10 runs or more. In that stretch, they've only given up 8. Throw back to first. Dobbin is back. Lorenzo DeBrecht is on deck if Pritchard can reach. That's a called strike on the outside corner with a breaking ball, 2-1. sidestep. This is wrapped on the ground at first on the hop. Starr's got it. He'll step on the bag, and that'll finally end the inning. Six runs come across here in the bottom of the sixth inning. The lead is stretched now to 11. It's 12-1 as we head to the seventh on KCNR 1460.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Rance Pittman back out here for his seventh inning of work, just giving up one run, four hits. He has double-digit strikeouts here tonight, 12-1 our score. 0-1 is outside to the left-handed hitting Reyes. 1-1, 90 pitches for Pittman tonight. Bullpen is still empty here to begin the seventh. 1-1. Is fouled straight back. 1-2. Reyes, Taylor, and Mars here in the top of the seventh inning. Breaking ball called strike three. Reyes goes down looking for the second time this evening. And that's the first out here in the top of the seventh. Josiah Taylor stepping in, now 11 strikeouts for Pittman, who's been brilliant tonight as the first pitch is wide for the right-handed hitter, outside 1-1. Taylor is the only batter so far that has not been out. He singled and walked. This 1-0 is on the outside corner, even the count at 1-1. 12 runs, 11 hits, 7 runners left on base for the Colt 45s. The bats have been alive. However, there's also been a couple of defensive lapses from the Sierra Wolves. A couple of wild pitches, too. The 1-1 is swung on a miss to make it 1-2. Catcher Marsh, who's 0-2, is on deck. 1-2. Hit towards third. It is in fair territory. Carlson, a long throw to first. It is not in time. And they're saying that Ciancio pulled his foot. The throw would have beat him. It's going to be ruled a hit, which I think is the right call. Ciancio appears to be in a little bit of pain. I stretched a little too much there. The throw beat him, but he tried to stretch too much. He pulled off. Dylan Mars stepping in. 0-2. Infield double play depth. Pitch is up high to Mars. Mars has struck out swinging and popped out to first. What a no. Throw back to first. It almost overthrows Ciancio as he leaps up to make the catch. Holding Taylor at first. One-oh is lifted into left field and high. Dobbin is over and comes in a little bit. He'll make the catch. And that's the second out. That ball was hit way up there. That'll bring up the top of the order in Austin Loeb, the DH. Taylor holds it first. Loeb is 1-for-3 tonight. Taylor, by the way, has his second hit of the game, the only two-hit outing for the Wolves this evening, who is currently at first. Loeb, left-handed hitter. He struck out, singled, and grounded out. First pitch is a high fastball above the zone, 1-0. Is hit on a line to Carlson, goes into a dive, and he looked like he just flat missed it. It was hit very, very hard, but it will be a single nonetheless. A quick scoring decision there. It wasn't much of a dive. It was more of a fall. Didn't really have any time to dive. Second hit of the inning, and now it's first and second. Two down for Drew Stover. Logan Gomes is going to come out and have a chat with Pittman, who's looking to get through the seventh here. Carson Ellis is getting warmed up down in the pen in the very early stages of, hasn't even started throwing yet, just began stretching. Stover tying is 0-for-3. Flew out, struck out, and lined out. Two out, two on. This pitch is hit in the right center field gap. This is a long run for Werner, and nobody's going to get there. It two hops the wall in right center. One run is going to score. Around third is Loeb. The throw to the plate is just offline. It is not in time. And a two-run double for Drew Stover, and it's 12-3. So a two-run double. And that'll bring up Tommy Kaplanch. Pittman just an out away from, I imagine, would be the end of his night. Ellis will probably come in to finish the eighth and the ninth. Jake Perrin is down there as well. Pittman is up over 100 pitches, though. Kaplanch stepping in. He's 0-for-3. 12-3 our score, two runs home here in the seventh. First pitch is right there at the knees. He is still popping the mitt, over 100 pitches into his outing. So what do you call a live arm? 0-1. This is chopped directly straight down in front of the mound. Gomes catches it with the bare hand, throws to Ciancio. The tag is in time. It pulled Ciancio off the bag. He had the presence of mind of sticking the tag down before his foot was able to come down. And that will end the inning. An RBI double for Drew Stover. He brought in two runs, cuts the lead to 9. It's 12-3 as it's seventh inning stretch time here at Tiger Field. We'll take a break here on KCNR 1460.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best-tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
There are many reasons changing your oil with Havoline products is a good decision. Two of the most important reasons, changing your oil on a regular basis improves gas mileage and promotes engine longevity. At Premier Oil Change, we pride ourselves in making it more convenient. There's no appointment necessary. Just drive in, you stay in your car, enjoy a free beverage while you wait, free Wi-Fi, easy in, easy out, and we use quality Havoline motor oil. You earn rewards points with every dollar you spend, giving you the ability to earn free services from Premier Oil Change. Premier Oil Change cares about your car and your time, so we make it our business to make your car maintenance as friendly as possible. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today and get your car services with Havoline products. Visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Lorenzo Dobrec leads off here in the bottom of the seventh inning. We welcome you back to historic Tiger Field for Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460. Colin came back out after a 31-pitch inning, and he gave up six runs. First pitch is a breaking ball called strike to Dobrec, who is 2-for-2 with a walk and a couple runs scored. He's also been hit by a pitch. 0-1. This is outside 1-1. Tonight's game is brought to you by Muse Concrete. Dobrec, Ciancio, and Siniceros. 1-1, breaking ball. That's a called strike. 1-2. The Wolves have left six runners on base tonight. 45 have left seven. Both teams have left the bases loaded once. 1-2 pitch. Up high, 2-2. Carson Ellis is, in fact, getting heated up down on the 45 bullpen. He will enter the game in the eighth inning. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball is up high, and that'll run things full 3-2. Final line for Rance Pittman, who threw extremely well again tonight. Did give up the two extra runs there in the seventh. Seven-inning pitch. As this 3-2 is tapped foul on the third baseline, and we'll do it again. Seven innings, seven hits, three earned runs. He only walked two. He struck out 11. 103 pitches thrown. 3-2. Coligman is a long windup. 3-2 pitch. This is lifted into the air to shallow left field toward the line. Kaplansch coming in. It'll fall in fair territory. I don't know what just happened. That ball might have been hit so high that they lost it. Wow. Kaplansch slowed up and Thatcher, the shortstop, both, I think, figured the other guy had it. So that's a hit for Lorenzo Dobrec, who has reached in a couple of strange ways tonight. He is now 3-for-3. Mike Ciancio will step in. 1-for-3 with a couple RBIs and a run scored. First pitch is lifted into center field. Taylor over to his left, over towards the right center. He will make the catch. Dobrec will hold it first. And I'll bring up Alex Siniceros. Siniceros went yard in the first inning on a three-run home run. He's also scored three times tonight. He's 1-for-2. He's been walked and hit by a pitch. He's also struck out. Left-handed batter stepping in here in the bottom of the seventh, 12-3 our score. Infield at double play depth. One out, one on. Coligan throws down low. It's swung on a miss as it goes to the backstop. On a wild pitch. 0-1. This next pitch will be number 40 for Colligan. No balls and a strike. This is off the outside away. 1-1. Eric Carlson is on deck, who is one of two 45s players hitless tonight in the starting lineup. 1-1. This is tapped foul out of way out in front. And it's 1-2. Three hits for Pritchard, three hits for DeBrecht, two for Dobbin. 1-2. Call strike three. So with two outs and a runner on second, that'll bring up Eric Carlson, who is walked in the fifth and the sixth. He's 0 for 2, though, so far. He's scored in both of those times and then has flown out and reached on a fielder's choice. Lorenzo DeBrecht, who led off the inning with a strange single that probably should have been caught, is at second. First pitch is outside the right-hand hitting Eric Carlson. Carlson, the club leader in batting average, 358, 34 hits, and 95 at-bats, 30 points higher than the next closest guy, 1-0. This is in the dirt as he checked his swing, and I think it also hit him in the foot. So now the umpires are going to talk about this because DeBrecht advanced to third on that, but I think because he swung and... Oh, wow. They're going to say it was a hit-by-pitch. Carlson went around. I think they were appealing to see... But now here's the real question. The runner should not be at third. If it hit him, now they're going to talk about it again. Because the runner advanced on technically what would have been a wild pitch. So DeBrecht went to third, but if it actually hit him in the foot, the runner's got to go back to second. So they are going to move back to second. So now they correct the call. I don't know what they were thinking originally. DeBrecht will go back to second. And Carlson, I think, is going to be called for a strike here. That makes a lot more sense. I don't know what the original thought process was, but at least they get it right. That feeling didn't matter to me. I don't care what you call originally. Just get the right call. So it should be 1-1. So it should be a ball and a strike here. We'll see if that's what happens. No? Yeah, there we go. Ball and a strike. Okay, so now everything is set. DeBrecht still at second, two down, and what has been a night that's had a couple of strange things happen. 1-1. Pitch to Carlson is down low, 2-1. Carlson checked his swing and it hit his foot. It looked like he went around, which I believe is why he's still at the plate. It's low, 3-1. Mickey Meinhofer is on deck. Three balls and a strike. 12-3 our score here in the bottom of the seventh. This is hit towards third on a hop. Stover's got it. He throws over to first. It's in time, and that'll end the inning. A leadoff single, but Colligan works around it. We'll head to the eighth on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Free Fire Radio on Friday, July 20th, right here on KCNR.
Holiday Harbor on Lake Shasta has it all for your summer fun. Looking to make great family memories this summer? Holiday Harbor has been named as one of the top 10 houseboat marinas in the nation, according to customers who come back year after year. Holiday Harbor has the best deals on the best boats. Houseboats, patio boats, fishing boats, ski boats, and then there's the toy box. Wakeboards, paddle boards, jet skis, and pool toys. We feature a great restaurant for breakfast and lunch. We are open 7 days a week from 8 to 4, Memorial Day to Labor Day. Have a great vacation without a long drive or airport hassles. Holiday Harbor is conveniently located just a mile off the freeway, exit 695. Go to lakeshasta.com or call 530-238-2383 to reserve your summer fun today.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Carson Ellis is the new pitcher here in the eighth inning, finishing Rance Pittman's night. Ellis has now coming into his fifth appearance, eight innings pitch. He's given up 7 runs with a 7.87 ERA. He'll look to bring that down here with 8 walks, which has been his issue, and 6 strikeouts. He will face the 4-5-6 hitters. Cameron Starr here batting in the eighth inning. 12-3 our score here. Ellis, the right-hander. First pitch, look out, is inside as Starr has to get out of the way. Ellis has given up an earned run in each of his 4 outings. This first pitch, or this second pitch, is a called strike, 1-1. Starr tonight is 1-for-3. He struck out looking twice and is singled to right. Game 3 of this 3-game series tomorrow night at 6:15. 45 will go for the sweep if things hold up. 1-1 is down low, 2-1. In each of those outings Ellis has had, he's had issues with control. They will look to have him finish up this night. 2-1 is swung on a miss. He was late. 2-2. So Ellis looking to drop that ERA here tonight. Two-two pitch, breaking ball. That's down low, and that'll run things full. 3-2. Ellis up above 6 feet at 6'1". Three-two pitch. Hit foul, straight back and out of play into the parking lot. Look out. Three balls, 2 strikes to Cameron Starr, again, who did not start this game, but he came in the bottom of the first inning for Chris Cook, who took a ground ball off his nose. 3-2. This is chopped towards third. Carlson to his left. He's got to get rid of it in a hurry. The throw to first is in time to get Starr by a step and a half. And that will be the first out here in the eighth. That'll bring up Brandon Motherall. 0-for-3. He's flew out, struck out, and grounded out. Left-handed hitter. One out. Base is empty. His pitch is a called strike on the inside corner, 0-1. So 1 is up and in, 1-1. Might see, I'm trying to see who we're going to have throw tomorrow for the Colt 45s. It's probably J.J. Reeves, I would think, right? This 1-1 is swung on a miss, 1-2. That'd be my guess who's going to be tomorrow night's starter, excuse me. 1-2 to Metherall. We'll see if Ellis can set him down. The pitch is ripped down the right field line. Foul. 1-2. Base is empty, one down here in the eighth inning. And the game that got out of reach after a six-run sixth for the Colt 45s. 1-2 pitch is chopped back off of Metherall. 1-2. Ellis from the windup, the pitch, breaking ball, called strike three. Two down. And that will bring up the shortstop, Chase Thatcher, who was 0 for 2. He's also walked, struck out, and lined out. So my prediction is that J.J. Reeves will start tomorrow night. Thatcher, right-handed hitter, hits one back to the mound. Ellis spears it on one hop. He will underhand it to first. That's going to end the inning. Ellis comes in and has a nice 1-2-3 inning out of the bullpen. We'll head to the bottom of the eighth here on KCNR 1460.
First Five Shasta and the Cascade Theater present five free films and a whole lot of fun for kids this July with the Kids Summer Movie Club. Every Sunday afternoon in July, the theater opens the doors at 2 with completely free admission for everybody, with activities, prizes, free Rita's ice cream, and a kids film at 3 with Coco, Inside Out, The Iron Giant, Babe, and Happy Feet. See them all at the Cascade. That's five films, five Sundays in July. Sponsored by First Five Shasta, Turtle Bay, and JPR.
My mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
The sub above difference is substantial. After all, the Giant got its name for a reason. It ain't little. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. The sub above difference is legendary. With Jersey Mike's, throwing an unforgettable party is easy. You supply the perfect guests, we'll supply the perfect subs. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Jersey Mike's, next to Trader Joe's off of Hilltop.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back here to the bottom of the eighth inning. Mickey Meinhofer will lead it off against Culligan, who will try to sit down the 45 for the final time this evening here in the bottom of the eighth. Well, the pinch hitter is Jackson Murphy will step to the plate. Murphy began the year as the everyday right fielder and has kind of been replaced here as of late. First pitch to Meinhofer is slashed off the screen. 0-1. Meinhofer is 1-for-3 tonight with a sacrifice fly. He singled the center. He's flown out and struck out. Also has a stolen bag. 0-1. Change up. Had him out in front as he swung on and missed. 0-2. Next pitch will be number 50 for Culligan. The 0-2 pitch coming. That's up high, 1-2. Breaking ball just outside. Home plate umpire kind of fidgeted as if he was going to call that strike three. But did not. 2-2, up high and away. So from 0-2 back to 3-2. Pinch hitter on deck, Jackson Murphy. Three-two pitch. This is hit foul back out of play. The seventh pitch of the at-bat coming up. Three balls, two strikes. Meinhofer throws, or gets thrown two, and he lines this one back up the middle on a base hit. Second hit of the night for Mickey Meinhofer, who has continued to swing a hot bat. That'll bring up Jackson Murphy.
Number 19.
And the
Jackson Murphy
will pinch hit here for Max Schwerner. Murphy batting 133, 6 hits and 45 at bats. Right-handed hitter stepping in. Meinhofer is on a 5-game hitting streak after tonight. Murphy takes a pitch on the inside corner, 0-1. Yeah, Meinhofer's been hot. He's seen his average, well, was on July 4th at 195, has now moved up to 263 and is going to rise even more tonight. This pitch is swung on a miss, 0-2. Murphy in risk of striking out here. Right-handed hitter. Infield double play depth. 0-2. Up high. 1-2. Murphy has 5 RBIs on the year. 6 runs scored in his 14th appearance. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. So with one out, that'll bring up Noah Dobin. Murphy just struck out for the 25th time of the year.
Number 10, Noah Dobin.
Dobin will step in. He's 2-for-4. Had that double in the fifth that brought in 2 runs and singled in the third, or in the sixth inning, excuse me. He's also struck out and flown out as his first pitch is tapped foul straight back, 0-1, with Logan Gomes on deck. 12-3 our score in the bottom of the eighth inning, 1 down with Meinhofer on at first. 0-1 is fouled straight back again, and it's 0-2. So Culligan here in his second and third innings of work out of the bullpen have been very good after giving up 6 runs in the sixth inning. 0-2. 0-2 is inside. There's been little to no wind at all tonight. That flag out in center field, the American flag, has been in the exact same spot throughout the duration of this one. One, two. This is hit pretty well out to right field. Metherall back, still back. That ball's gone. Noah Dobin with his 3rd hit of the night, his 4th RBI. And Dobin has his first big fly of the year. Estimated distance, 340. And that ball was hit a long ways. And on a line as well. And it's 13-3. That'll bring up Logan Gomes. That's got to feel good for a guy who hasn't got a whole lot of at-bats. Noah Dobbin's typically more of a pitcher, but he's been swinging it well this year. And now has a 3-hit night tonight. Check that. Mondo Rodriguez is going to pinch hit here for Gomes. Right-handed hitter. First pitch is fouled straight back off the screen, 0-1. 14-3 our score. Rodriguez last night was 0-for-4 with a run scored. He struck out 3 times. No balls and a strike. Lane Pritchard is out on deck. 0-1 is inside, and it gets him in the thigh. So Rodriguez will be on the hit-by pitch. That'll bring up Lane Pritchard. Pritchard, who's singled twice. He's doubled and grounded out to the right side of the infield twice. 3-for-5 with 2 runs scored. We'll step in. 1 out, 1 on. Double play ball will end the 8th here. 2 runs already in on the 2-run home run from Noah Dobin, who is 3-for-5 with 4 RBIs out of the 8th slot tonight. First pitch to Pritchard is fouled straight back 0-1. .65 pitches for Colligan. Carson Ellis will finish this game off in the ninth. The Moths are back tonight. Not very many of them, but we've seen them trickle in and out throughout this season. This 0-1 is outside 1-1. A ball and a strike to Lane Pritchard. Lefty on lefty here. Slide step throws. This is outside. 2-1. 14 runs on 14 hits for the Colt 45s. For Sierra, 3 runs on 7 hits in air as well. 2-1. This is hit pretty well out towards left field. Kaplansch going over and back towards his right, towards the line. He'll make the catch. 2 down. Rodriguez retreats back to first. That'll bring up Lorenzo Debrecht. Debrecht has singled a couple of times tonight in strange ways. He's 3-for-3 with 2 runs scored and a walk. Right-handed batter. Two out and one on. First pitch to Debrecht. This is hit hard. Straightaway center field. Taylor moving back a few steps. He makes the catch, and that will end the inning. 2 runs come across here in the bottom of the 8th inning off a 2-run home run from Noah Dobin, his first of the year. 14-3 as we head to the 9th on KCNR 1460.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there 3 different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Carson Ellis back out here for the top of the ninth inning. 14-3 our score as he will throw his second inning of work after setting down the Wolves down in order in the eighth inning. Defensive replacements, both pinch hitters are going to stay in the game. Mondo Rodriguez is going to catch tonight, which is the first time he's doing that all year. Jackson Murphy's going to stay in right for Max Werner, so Werner and Gomes are done. And we will have the 7, 8, 9 hitters coming up here in the ninth for the Sierra Wolves. It'll be Lorenzo Reyes, Josiah Taylor, and Dylan Mars. Left-handed hitting, Reyes steps in. He's 1-for-3, struck out twice and singled the left against Carson Ellis, who through a scoreless top half, or bottom top half of the eighth inning, I should say. First pitch is a called strike, 0-1. 14 pitches in that eighth inning for Ellis. That's all he needed to set down the Wolves in order. Oh and one. That's outside. 1-1 looks good from here, but away. Reyes 1-for-3 tonight. He's 0-for-3 last night. Struck out three times in this series. 1-1. Swing and a miss as he went after that pitch in the dirt. 1-2. Has a stolen base as well. My predicted starter tomorrow night is going to be J.J. Reeves. That's who I think is going. We'll see if that actually happens. Just because in a situation where you have five straight games in 5 days, you never know. 1-2, breaking ball. This is hit towards third. It's going to get past the dive of Carlson into left field, a base hit. Second hit of the game for Reyes. He's going to round first. Heading into second, he's going to get in there without a throw. And a leadoff double here in the ninth for the Wolves. Just a breaking ball that he kind of fought off and hit pretty hard. Right over the bag at third. Carlson was playing off the bag. Had no chance. So a leadoff double. That'll bring up Josiah Taylor. Taylor is 2-for-2 with a couple runs scored. He's the only guy who's not been gotten out tonight. Stay with us for the post-game wrap coming up following this one. 14-3 our score. 45 is trying to extend their winning streak to 10 games as this first pitch is down low, 1-0. Ellis paying little to no attention to the runner at second, obviously with a 9-run lead. Checked out an 11-run lead. I forgot about the 2 runs in the eighth. Not a whole lot of worry from a runner at second. 1-0. This is hit pretty well out to right field. Murphy back a few steps. He will make the catch. Reyes is going to tag from second to third. Here comes the throw to third. It's not going to be in time. Off the relay. And Reyes left early. And I thought he did out of the corner of my eye. I wasn't 100% sure. So that's going to be a double play. So now there's two down. Hey, we'll take it. Jared back in the studio is probably loving it if he knew what happened. So it's going to be a 9-5-6-4 put out because of the throw to third and then back to second. So with two down, the base is empty. Dylan Mars will step in. Mars 0-for-3. Struck out and is popped out and flown out. The first pitch is in the dirt. Mondo Rodriguez gets a glove on it, but it still skips by to the backstop. These two teams will be back at it tomorrow night, 6:15, for the finale of this three-game series. And that's the last time you can see the Colt 45s until July 27th. They'll be on the road for five straight games, the only road trip of the year. 1-0. This is up high, 2-0. And on that game on the 27th, there'll only be 5 games left. Season's coming to a close quickly here. 2-0 pitch from Carson Ellis. This is hit on a line towards first. I should say towards the first base dugout as the on-deck batter Loeb had to duck out of the way. 2-1. Two down, base is empty. 2-1. Hit on the ground to third. Two hops to Carlson. He's got it. The throw to first. In time, and that's the ball game. The final score, 14-3. Colt 45's extending their winning streak to 10 games. We'll take a break. We'll come back with a post-game wrap here on KCNR 1460.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Welcome back to the post-game wrap. Our final score, 14-3. The Colt 45s are now 20-10 on a 10-game winning streak. That is pretty incredible. As the 45s got the win tonight off Rance Pittman, 7 innings pitched, 7 hits, 3 earned runs. He struck out 11 batters. That's a season high for any pitcher in one game through 103 pitches, but also give credit to Carson Ellis, who had his best outing of the year out of the bullpen. 2 innings pitched, just 1 hit, no earned runs. Losing pitcher is Braden Waltermeyer, who threw 5 innings, gave up 6 hits and 6 earned runs. The big swings of the bat tonight, there was 3 home runs. Noah Dobbin hit a 2-run big fly in the 8th. Werner hit a big one in the 6th inning. But of course, Alex Sinisteros hit one in the first inning that broke everything open. A 14-run night. It's now the 5th consecutive game. The Colt 45s have scored 10 runs or more. The big swings of the bat tonight, as I just mentioned, but who had big nights at the plate? Lane Pritchard was 3-for-6, a couple runs scored. Lorenzo Lebrecht, 3-for-4, 2 runs scored, also walked. Mike Ciancio was 1-for-4 with 2 RBIs. Alec Sinisteros, as I mentioned, 1-for-3 with a 3 RBIs. Mickey Meinhofer continues to swing a hot bat. He's 2-for-4 now on a 5-game hitting streak, also has an RBI. Werner 1-for-3 with 2 RBIs, but Noah Dobbin was 3-for-5 with 4 RBIs. I think tomorrow night's starter is going to be J.J. Reeves, as that will be game 3 of this 3-game series. Reeves will probably be on the mound, as I would have to guess. pretty much that's who I think would have to be going based on who's thrown so far and who hasn't thrown. Time of game tonight, 2 hours and 34 minutes, just short enough to keep our producer back in the studio, Jared King, happy. For that lovely producer, Jared King, back in the studios, I'm Connor Sutton. Saying so long, our final score here from game 2 of this 3-game series, 14-3 of the Colt 45s, pull off the win here on KCNR 1460.
Maria is sitting down with the biggest players in Washington and Wall Street, asking the tough questions and bringing a new perspective on the nation's most pressing issues every Sunday. Tune in 10 a.m. Eastern to Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo on Fox News Channel. Don't miss it.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call us at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Joe DiMaggio was named the greatest living player in a 1969 poll of sports writers. He took the great American pastime of baseball to new heights during his career and defined the term sports hero in the 40s and 50s. Jolton Joe was known for the power of his batting. After World War II, he became a national hero, and even people who didn't like the New York Yankees liked Joe. He announced his retirement in 1952.
I said last spring, I thought this would be my last year. I wish it
have, could have had a better year. But even if I had hit 350, this would have been my last year for me anyway. You all know I've had my share of injuries and setbacks during my career. In recent years, these have been too frequent to laugh for. When baseball is no longer fun, it's no longer a game. And so, I played my last game of ball.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. British International Trade Secretary Liam Fox said protesters didn't help their cause by being out demonstrating against President Trump Saturday.
I don't think that the protesters were an embarrassment to the government. I think they were an embarrassment to themselves. And I think that when you have the President of the United States, the leader of the free world, being greeted with signs that say, you know, go home, we hate you. You know, I don't think that reflects the genuine good manners and hospitality of the British people.
Fox spoke with the BBC. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says President Trump should not let this week's Justice Department indictments of a dozen Russian military intelligence officers put a cloud over his summit with Vladimir Putin.
Some Democrats say President Trump should cancel Monday's meeting in Finland with Russian President Putin because of Russia's election interference. But Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the two leaders should meet as planned, despite new charges that 12 Russians hacked into Democratic email accounts during the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Pompeo says he's confident the meeting will put America in a better place.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report. The New York Post is reporting House Republicans have drawn up impeachment documents against Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. Papers from Congressman Mark Meadows of North Carolina and Ohio's Jim Jordan could be filed as soon as Monday. The pair say they're upset at the deputy AG's foot-dragging in the investigating potential anti-Trump bias at the FBI, as well as being skeptical of Friday's indictment of those Russian officers. Haitian President Jacques Guy LaFontaine has resigned amid criticism for his failed attempt to increase fuel prices. The deputies called on the prime minister to answer questions after violent riots took place earlier this month, when he tried to raise prices by 51%. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. That's 800-518-4020.
A prison inmate serving a life term for two murders is running for the U.S. Senate in Minnesota, and it's legal.
Minnesota law bars inmates from running for state-level offices, but they can run for federal office. Leonard Richards was convicted of killing his half-sister in 1982 and of fatally shooting his lawyer in 1987. He is 75 years old and has unsuccessfully sought federal office several times.
It's correspondent Dennis Crowley. U.S. regulators approved the first treatment for the highly contagious smallpox, a deadly disease that was wiped out four decades ago. This in case the virus is used in a terror attack. TPOX maker Siga Technologies of New York say they've already delivered 2 million treatments for stockpiling by the U.S. government in a just-in-case scenario. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Disappointment for tourists who were hoping to see one area of the Grand Canyon.
Hundreds of tourists who booked coveted overnight trips on tribal land deep in a gorge off the Grand Canyon will have to reschedule after heavy flooding forced evacuations and shut down the area for at least a week. 300 people had reservations for either the campground or the lodge in the next several days. Crews were assessing the damage Friday to determine when it's safe for visitors to return. The remote reservation outside Grand Canyon National Park is best known for its towering blue-green waterfalls that appear like oases in the desert. The tribe doesn't allow day hikers, so visitors have to reserve overnight trips. Patrick Foss reporting.
On the Sunday news shows, the lineup, U.S. Ambassador to Russia John Huntsman, guesting on NBC's Meet the Press and Fox News Sunday. National Security Advisor John Bolton will make an appearance on ABC's This Week. More news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is Carl Vaught, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
From the Fox News Radio studios in New York City, giving you opinions and facts with a positive approach, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Brian Kilmeade here. And as usual, it's happening all week. There's news breaking as we open up the show. In the UK right now, as I mute the television, the President of the United States and Theresa May, the Prime Minister of England, have just completed their talks. Now they're opening up to a press conference, four questions each. They just opened up with the first one. Their opening remarks were also telling because they're speaking about a bilateral trade agreement, something the President wants to do. But he made it clear, he says, it's not going to happen if you stay in the European Union. I'll have to deal with the whole European Union. I much prefer a bilateral agreement. So that was the first question out of the box, too. So some direct questions, and this president likes to answer directly. So it's going to be interesting. This hour, we're going to be joined by Congressman Ted Poe. He was part of that joint congressional hearing with Peter Strzok, the disgraced FBI agent. He's going to tell us what it was like from his perspective. We certainly heard saw his passion. And then out to Oklahoma, Senator James Lankford is going to be with us. He's going to be talking about what's been happening with the Supreme Court Justice, as well as the President, his remarks on NATO, and where we stand right now as he goes to Britain and heads to visit Vladimir Putin, which brings us to the Big Three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three. Number three.
He's a competitor. You know, somebody was saying, is he an enemy? No, he's not my enemy. Hopefully someday, maybe he'll be a friend. It could happen.
Yeah, but it's all about his actions, and the president knows that. Vladimir Putin and the president meeting formally in Helsinki in a matter of days. What's at stake? What's our goal? More important, I have a real take on what Vladimir Putin's goals are and what we should block.
Number two.
I would have done it much differently. I actually told Theresa May how to do it, but she didn't listen to me.
He stabbed Theresa May not in the back, in the front.
Donald Trump has just taken a bulldozer and driven straight through the Prime Minister's leadership.
Okay. If you can you keep it in perspective? We are going to be going over to England, as I just mentioned, Trump's British invasion. He's making friends, and an interview he did earlier with The Sun, who also owns Fox, causing a bit of friction between the two, although you can't tell right now. I'll tell you what our president did for Brexit and maybe for the future Prime Minister, Boris Johnson.
Number one.
I don't appreciate what was originally said being changed. I don't give a damn what you appreciate, Agent Strzok. I don't appreciate having an FBI agent with an unprecedented level of animus working on two major investigations during 2016.
Causing a lot of problems and taking up a lot of time. It's because of his behavior. And I'm talking about disgraced FBI investigator Peter Strzok, who got his data defense, his indefensible emails and tweets and texts. The results? 10 hours of riveting TV, But did we get any answers from the Sultan of Smug? And that is the nickname I gave him. I thought he was just really condescending. He reminded me of James Comey, as if I'll indulge you people, you civilians, while I'll go back and I'll fight for freedom and just enforce justice. The problem is, Peter Strzok, we read what you say, what you think. We know that you believe the people that support Donald Trump smell. We saw it in your tweets. You could not effectively explain it away. We understand how you feel about the current president. And you can't tell me that if you're looking for unbiased investigations and you're talking with a lawyer also doing an investigation who you're having an affair with, and every line of your 40,000 text messages between each other at work using a work machine, you indicate how you feel about the person you're investigating. You expect Hillary to win 100 million to one, and Donald Trump is despicable. Horrible words. F Trump, F Trump, F Trump. This is from the fourth ranked person at the FBI. So, of course, Republicans wanted to get at him. The biggest disappointment was Democrats didn't. Why could they not see, with the investigation on Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, why could they not see the error of their ways, the way in which they conducted the investigation? You know why? Because it turns out if there was anything, they went easy on Hillary Clinton, and they went very hard on Donald Trump. But if you want to win over America, who is running from the parties and running to the middle, you say, hey, listen, I don't like Donald Trump either, but it's not okay what you were saying about him. And it does bother me that you're investigating him and Russian meddling, and you hate the guy that won the presidency. So here's a little of the back and forth. Peter Strzok, and a little bit of his own explanation on his biased text. Now, this is brilliant. Congressman Daryl Issa of California, he decides to tell Peter Strzok, do me a favor, read your tweets. Cut three.
OMG, he's an idiot. Hi, how is Trump other than a douche? Melania? Trump is a disaster. I have no idea how destabilizing his presidency would be. No, he's not. We'll stop it. I want to believe the path you threw out for consideration in Andy's office, that there's no way he gets elected, but I'm afraid we can't take that risk. It's like an insurance policy in the unlikely event you die before you're 40. I can't pull away. What the F happened to our country, Lise?
So, you heard his own words. He was reading his words. How would you feel if you were the target of that man's investigation? And he tells you the bias that he feels and the hate that he has did not play a role in the investigation. Do you feel better about that? Trey Gowdy didn't. Cut five.
Agent Strzok, despite the plain language of his text and emails, despite the inspector general's report, and despite common sense, doesn't think he was biased. He thinks calling someone destabilizing for the country isn't bias. He thinks promising to protect the country from someone he hasn't even begun to investigate isn't bias. Agent Strzok thinks pronouncing someone innocent before bothering to interview more than 30 different witnesses isn't bias.
And that person was Hillary Clinton. They wrote the letter of exoneration in May. They interview her July 2nd. I've watched Law and Order. That's not usually the way it's done. So as I mentioned right now, there's a press conference going on, four questions each, one for the four for the British, four for Americans, the American press. Theresa May opened up, and I thought she made some news right away. Let's listen.
Turning to our economic cooperation with mutual investment between us already over $1 trillion, we want to go further. We agreed today that as the UK leaves the European Union, we will pursue an ambitious US-UK. The Chequers Agreement reached last week provides the platform for Donald and me to agree an ambitious deal that works for both countries right across our economies. A deal that builds on the UK's independent trade policy, reducing tariffs, delivering a gold standard in financial services cooperation, and as two of the world's most advanced economies, seizing the opportunity of new technology. All of this will further enhance our economic cooperation, creating new jobs and prosperity for our peoples for generations to come.
She said, as we leave the EU, important, I will set up a bilateral president wants. They're working towards it, meaning they discussed it, specifics. So they both move.
because the critics of Theresa May say she's on the Remain side, that means Remain in the Union. She lost that referendum. Then she becomes prime minister, and they accuse her of half-heartedly going towards a Brexit exit from the EU. And the president says it's unfortunate you're doing it this way. He's just being honest. Boris Johnson, who likes the president, supported the president, was asked about it. Yeah, I hope maybe he becomes prime minister. He's a good guy. So would George Bush answer that way? No. Would Bill Clinton have answered that way? No. Would Barack Obama? No. So do you want someone to play a game, or do you want someone to lay things out? The president made things harder on himself, but if honesty is the best policy, when do you check in on it and when do you check out of it? So right away, the president has remarks talking about Boris Johnson, Theresa May approaching it wrong, being unable to set up a trade agreement if you don't leave the EU. And that was raging headlines in the very respected Sun, owned by the Sun newspaper, owned by this company, News Corp. And keep in mind, that came out, it's really today's paper, but it came out last night while they were having dinner. So a little bit of tension, but they're handling it. And that was the first question to President Trump.
Mr. President, you seem rather to have changed your tune from what you said earlier this week when you said that on the current Brexit plan, that would probably kill the possibility of a trade deal with the UK. Our countries are meant to have a special relationship, yet you publicly criticised the Prime Minister's policy and her personally for not listening to you this week. Is that really the behaviour of a friend?
I didn't criticise the Prime Minister. I have a lot of respect for the Prime Minister. And unfortunately, there was a story that was done which was, you know, generally fine, but it didn't put in what I said about the Prime Minister. And I said tremendous things. And fortunately, we tend to record stories now, so we have it for your enjoyment if you'd like it. But we record when we deal with reporters. It's called fake news. And we solve a lot of problems with the good old recording instrument. But what happens is that, look, the Prime Minister, as I really just said, she's going to make a decision as to what she's going to do. The only thing I ask of Theresa is that we make sure we can trade, that we don't have any restrictions, because we want to trade with the UK, and the UK wants to trade with us.
And what he said is, to the reporter of the Sun, Trump said, I would have done things differently, meaning leaving Brexit. I actually told Theresa May how to do it. She didn't agree. The reporter said, what did you say? Trump came back. She didn't listen. No, I told her how to do it. That will be up to her to say, but I told her how to do it. She wanted to go a different route. So you would be prepared to walk away if they didn't get the right terms? The president said, oh, absolutely. I think we're going to, on a very unfortunate, too long. You know how deals that take too long are never good ones. And he went on to talk about that. So if you're in the EU, obviously, if you're not going to get out of the EU, even if you're technically still in and technically still out, he's not going to do a deal with you. And she understands that, and that's what this is about. So the reporter is going to emphasize that. Meanwhile, we'll continue to monitor this press conference. We come back, Ted Poe, who sat down and questioned Peter Strzok. This was a raucous give and take with 70-plus lawmakers, every Democrat defending and accusing the Republicans and defending the indefensible Peter Strzok. I find that inexcusable. What do you think? Then we'll take your calls, 1-866-408-7669, after talking to Senator James Lankford. Busy morning. We got it all. Don't move. Brian Kilmeade Show.
You won't pull or tear anything listening. Brian does all the heavy lifting. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785. Again, 1-800-545-0785.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-233-8540. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-233-8540. That's 800-233-8540. 800-233-8540.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On January 19, 1989, President Ronald Reagan bid farewell to Americans in his last address as president.
I've spoken of the shining city all my political life, but I don't know if I ever quite communicated what I saw when I said it. But in my mind, it was a tall, proud city built on rocks stronger than oceans, windswept, God-blessed, and teeming with people of all kinds, living in harmony and peace. A city with pre-ports that hummed with commerce and creativity. And if there had to be city walls, the walls had doors, and the doors were open to anyone with the will and the heart to get here. That's how I saw it, and see it still.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Just say it. Bruce Orr gave the FBI documents relating to and supporting or part of the dossier. Is that accurate?
Mr. Orr gave the FBI documents which included material that I believe originated from Mr. Steele.
Yeah, that's a pretty big deal. That's the guy who came up with the dossier that was unverified, a series of memos that we call it the dossier. That's our name for it. And the FBI got it from Bruce Orr, who was dealing with Peter Strzok. Meanwhile, the dossier, we don't have anything verified. Christopher Steele never went to Russia. We don't even know who Christopher Steele used as sources over in Russia. But we're all supposed to believe that, and the FBI used that. That's why that exchange is important. And that's why I wanted to bring it up as I bring in Congressman Ted Poe, who also had some great moments questioning Peter Strzok. Congressman, first off, do you agree with me that that was a significant part of the 10 hours of testimony?
Absolutely. It was very vital that we know and the American public know exactly that the fact that the FBI was using this dossier to proceed in the investigation of Trump, a dossier that we know is filled with innuendos and false statements.
I found him unbelievably smug and condescending and defiant, as if, how dare you ask me if there was bias just because I showed bias. He said, you haven't proven it leaked into the investigation. Did you prove that?
His own words in his 11-hour testimony proved to everyone that he is an arrogant, biased. He has, as we call in Texas, an attitude problem, and he failed to admit that he had a bias. And all of the things that he said yesterday showed he had a bias, including all of the text messages that he sent to his paramour, that he had a bias against the Trump administration. And I think American people know that. And because of the bias, he should have said, I was biased. I should not have been in that investigation. But he was so arrogant, he denied he had a bias and that he felt that he should have stayed in the investigation of Donald Trump. And it's unfortunate because he not only shamed himself, I think he tarnished the end result of this investigation, no matter how it turns out, because of the attitude that he had at the outset of the investigation, that he was going to get Trump. He was going to stop Trump. And therefore, it's unfortunate, I think, really for the FBI that they had such a person in their right. organization, and they continue to defend his actions. Yes, he had a bias.
Ted Poe, I also don't understand why, if you are Robert Mueller, you just walk up to Peter Strzok and say you're off the special counsel and didn't tell him why, but he ends up in human resources. But he says that nobody really thinks I was biased. It was the appearance of bias. Where's Robert Mueller's curiosity when it comes to the lead investigator on the Clinton emails and the Russian probe as it relates to Donald Trump? All of a sudden, he lost his curiosity chromosome.
Absolutely. Things in our justice system, and as you know, I was a former judge. Our justice system, things must be right according to the law, but they also must look right. And bias is something that is paramount in our system, that there cannot be bias by the judge, by the jury, by the witnesses, anyone. And there must not be an appearance of bias. There is an appearance of bias no matter what a person believes on whether he was biased or not. There's an appearance of bias. So it smells the whole investigation because it doesn't look right.
I was so frustrated because Democrats weren't equally outraged. It's their FBI, too. And I understand that it made Hillary Clinton survive and it was attacking Donald Trump. But still, on the overall look of it, they could have expressed their outrage and embarrassment. Instead, we got interruptions. I want to give you an example in case you missed it yesterday. Cut 15.
The point of order, the witness will answer the question.
And I have already pressing that question, because you don't
question on that ruling.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
Attorney-client privilege, and he has been advised not to answer the question.
The gentlewoman will suspend.
Are you just going to make up rules as we go along?
I mean, this is what went on. At one point, I think you guys did this for 20 minutes. Just interruptions as if they're defending Mother Teresa in front of you. So what was the Democrats' approach there, and did it surprise you?
Oh, it does not surprise me what the Democrats have done, and their disrespect for the entire process of the judiciary hearing. Nothing surprises me anymore. But the situation was he didn't want to answer a question. Now, he doesn't have a constitutional right to refuse to answer the question. He doesn't have a privilege because he gave all that up when he was sworn in and volunteered to testify. That's the law. But yet, the FBI is sitting behind him saying, don't answer that question, don't answer that question. And Chairman Goodlatte wanted an answer. We're entitled to an answer. We will probably pursue that. I hope we pursue making sure that the witness gives us that answer. But the Democrats were trying to say, well, he doesn't have to say that. The FBI doesn't want him to say that. Of course, they were trying to hide something. And as a constitutional and legal issue, he was required to answer the question. He did not, as we saw after all that change of dialogue, the committee went on to something else so we could make some progress.
Congressman, I know you're going to be retiring soon, right?
Well, I'm leaving Congress. I'm not retiring from, working, but I'm leaving right. Congress, and I'll go back to Texas.
You guys did a great job yesterday, but you're all leaving. Ted Poe, Goodlatte, Issa, Trey Gowdy. I don't know if you're replaceable. Thanks so much, Congressman.
Thanks a lot.
All right, 1-866-408-7669. When we come back, I'm going to ask Senator James Lankford to report, to give his take on what's happening at this press conference in England right now. We'll play you more highlights.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
In a 5-4 decision, the United States Supreme Court sided with pro-life pregnancy centers in declaring a California law unconstitutional. Now, this law required pro-life clinics to advertise where to obtain a low-cost abortion.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1992.
Today, we have closed the book on apartheid, and that chapter is finally closed.
I experimented with marijuana a time or two, and I didn't like it, and didn't inhale.
It's sad to see the community that I grew up in go up in flames like this. It really is.
Just want to say, can we all get along? Can we get along?
Doesn't help matters when primetime TV has Murphy Brown, a character who supposedly epitomizes today's intelligent, highly paid professional woman, mocking the importance of fathers by bearing a child alone.
It has been an honor and a privilege to come into your homes all these years and entertain you. I bid you a very heartfelt good night.
Wade County, as we know it, especially from the Kendall area south, is never going to be the same. It is fundamentally destroyed.
News as it happened then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice, and here is some Supreme Court history and trivia. 113 people have served on the highest court in the land, all but six of them white men. The youngest justice was 32-year-old Joseph Story. The oldest, at 90, Oliver Wendell Holmes. Only one Supreme Court justice went on to be elected president, William Howard Taft. And only one sitting president ever argued a case before the court, John Quincy Adams. President Thomas Jefferson ordered Supreme Court justices to stop wearing those powdered wigs. Too British, he felt. Justice John Marshall's portrait was on the $500 bill. Salmon Chase, Lincoln's chief justice, was on the $10,000 bill. We don't make those denominations anymore. And before the Supreme Court building was constructed, before the justices met in a wing of the U.S. Capitol, back in the early 19th century, the court would sometimes hold court in a Washington tavern, which gives new meaning to the phrase, passing the bar. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
He's so busy,
he'll make your
head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
It's changing the culture. I think it's a very negative thing for Europe. I think it's very negative. I think having Germany, and I have a great relationship with Angela Merkel, great relationship with Germany, but I think that's very much hurt Germany. I think it's very much hurt other parts of Europe. And I know it's politically not necessarily correct to say that, but I'll say it, and I'll say it loud. And I think they better watch themselves, because you are changing culture. You are changing a lot of things. You're changing security. Look at what's happening. I mean, you take a look. Look at what's happening to different countries that never had difficulty, never had problems. It's a very sad situation. It's very unfortunate. But I do not think it's good for Europe, and I don't think it's good for our country.
President of the United States meeting right now. It's still happening with Theresa May, a press conference. They're past, I think, four questions per country each. They're going four England, four American with Theresa May. They've cleared up a few things about their relationships. There's a bilat that they are working on. It's back on the table. Theresa May just made it clear we are leaving the EU. And the president talked to the Sun and said that, you know, Boris Johnson would be a good prime minister. And I told Theresa May how to leave the European Union. She decided not to take me up on that. It's up to her. But I want to tell you, I don't care what anybody says. They've reaffirmed it, but I've noticed it. They have really locked in their relationship. So if Theresa May has a problem with this president, if the president has a problem with Theresa May, they've gotten over it. And they have been praising each other back and forth in front of the world media. Joining us now is a man that has been watching like us, probably a little upset early on and worried when the president came in and started saying how NATO was falling short. And perhaps was reassured after the unscripted closing press conference where the president said how he's supporting NATO and they've improved their spending and a lot of their programs. Senator James Lankford joins us of Oklahoma. Senator, welcome back.
Hey, thanks to be back with you, Brian.
I know you're like me, 1 year on what's happening, because this news is breaking now because of European time zone stuff. Are you liking what you hear about the relationship between these two leaders and countries?
I am. It's been much repeated. We have a special relationship with the UK, and that continues with Theresa May and with President Trump. No one forgets Theresa May was, if not the first, but one of the earliest world leaders to actually come to Washington and to be able to meet with President Trump. And they sat down together and developed their relationship extremely early, and that still continues today.
I'm insulted, to be honest, that these protesters are in the streets in London on Trump. When you had Erdogan walk there 2 weeks ago, who jailed his political opponent, who shoots Kurds and arrests members of the press, and they don't have one protester show up for him or the Chinese leader, but they're protesting our president. Am I wrong to be personally insulted?
No, you're not wrong on that. And there are some British conservatives that I've seen some of their writings that they're embarrassed about what's happening in London, and that they're embarrassed what's happening there, because Trump is your world leader, and when people want to be able to protest him, obviously they can do that, as they do any other world leader. but to be able to speak out against Trump, who is calling for the protection of NATO and asking Europe to say, step up or you will be a greater threat. He is looking at the long-term health of Europe when other folks are looking at short-term benefits.
Senator James Lankford with us. Senator, the president had a much more positive presser at the end of NATO, the NATO presser, than he did in the beginning. Are you concerned still about, were you concerned ever, and are you still concerned about the alliance? Because I'm not.
No, I'm not concerned about it. It was funny. I had members of the press in Washington, D.C. this week catching me and saying, you know, are you going to approve the president leaving NATO and trying to be able to lead this whole spin that the president's trying to pull out of NATO? He's not trying to pull out of NATO. He's trying to stabilize it. People forget all the way back to Dwight Eisenhower, Kennedy, Nixon, Bush, President Obama, all of them called for increased funding from European countries for NATO. And so this is just a common statement over and over again, but it hasn't been done. President Trump is not looking to develop the relationship. He's looking to get some action into this and to say, okay, how do we actually fix this issue that for literally decades and decades, Europe has counted on the United States for defense, and we are glad to be allies with some great countries and great leaders there that share our values, but we can't continue to be able to carry all the weight.
Senator, I know you are concerned, like most Americans, about what's going on our border. The president just said we have bad immigration laws. You guys in Congress haven't done almost anything to get together on passing almost anything. You went and took it upon yourself to go to Mexico and Central America, and you did it in January. Can you tell us firsthand what's going on in those countries, and could they be doing more to make their lives better for their citizens and controlling those leaving?
Yes. Absolutely, they can. So I've been in Central America multiple times. I was just in Mexico and Central America just a few months ago. My focus is to be able to figure out how do we work with those countries for them to be able to develop their own economies, that their people aren't having to leave for economic reasons, and then also try to be able to help them develop their own security. About 40% of Mexico right now is ungoverned space. That is the areas where the cartels run the show. So it's just a tremendous swath of real estate all the way from South Texas all the way towards Mexico City, not including Mexico City, but picking up on the other side. The cartels run that entire area. And, in fact, many people don't realize that our State Department has listed many states in Mexico with the same travel warning that they have for Syria or for Yemen, saying do not travel to these areas of Mexico. They are not safe. These are war zones, and it's ungoverned. So when you have our southern border with states in the southern border with the same travel warning as Yemen and Syria, it's a serious issue. Now, there are many areas of Mexico where there's peace and stability, but you've got areas of wide ungoverned space as well.
So if you're Mike Pompeo and you're visiting the new leftist leader of Mexico, who actually seemed to have a decent start with our president, which doesn't happen a lot, what do you want his message to be? It's not our country to control, but what can we do from the diplomatic standpoint to help them out?
Yeah, so there are a few things that we can do. We can work with them on drug interdiction and on working with them to try to help stop the cartels and try to provide them information and insight. We can provide training for some of their law enforcement to be able to help them get better at what they're doing to help protect themselves. We can, quite frankly, help provide some funding for them defending their own southern border. The United States really has two borders to defend, the border between Mexico and the United States and the border between Mexico and Guatemala. Most of the individuals coming illegally into the country right now are not coming from Mexico. They're coming from Central America, from Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador. And so if we can help Mexico protect its southern border, that makes a tremendous difference for us in illegal immigration as well.
Right. And I think that we got to start working on, you know, one of the ways to control it is to get this trade agreement done. And the word is that we're going to do a quicker bilateral and maybe NAFTA reform with Mexico than we are with Canada. Where do you think we are with this trade relationship, is specifically the country of Mexico and Canada?
Brian, that's been tough to see because for months and months the White House has said we are close with Mexico, we're close, but we haven't proven that to be so. And if you're in agriculture right now doing any kind of food or fiber, it is a big issue because we do a lot of trade back and forth with Mexico, especially in agricultural products. So it's a big issue whether it's manufacturing and parts or agriculture. We've got to get this issue resolved. And my message to the White House is, and has been for several months, I understand we've got some bad trade deals around the world, but we are right now juggling all of them simultaneous. It's the best bet to be able to settle some of these trade agreements, get that one resolved, and move to the next one. But right now we're in a trade battle with Mexico, with Canada, with South Korea, with Japan, with China, with Turkey, with the EU. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. So get a couple of these resolved. The easiest to get resolved, I would think, would be Mexico and Canada, because we've got a framework. We're trying to revise that framework and be able to get that done. But we've got a lot of countries in the Pacific Rim that would love to be able to trade more with us if we can get the first deal done.
Yeah, I would love to go and reform the TPP and get back into that. It would be a great message to China, but I don't think the president's doing that, although he didn't shut the door on it. We understand, according to Secretary of Treasury Mnuchin, that Chinese talks have fallen apart, not encouraging, but we're trying to make a stand and rebalance. Real quick, Senator, I know you're also concerned about and looking forward to the meeting with Vladimir Putin, Helsinki, on July 16th. The president just commented on it. I didn't hear it. I was talking to the Senator, co-Senator James Lankford at the time, so let's listen together.
We'll be talking to President Putin about a number of things. Ukraine. We'll be talking about Syria. We'll be talking about other parts of the Middle East. I will be talking about nuclear proliferation because we are massively, you know what we've been doing. We've been modernizing and fixing and buying, and it's just a devastating technology. And they likewise are doing a lot. And it's a very, very bad policy. We have no choice. But we are massively big, and they are very big. And I'll be talking about nuclear proliferation.
Is that enough of an agenda? We know what they want. They want us out of Syria. The president wants to get out of Syria. My concern is we'll get out of Syria. My other concern is that we're going to abandon the rebels that we've armed and trained and get the message to the Middle East that we can't be trusted again. That's an issue. And some have said that Russia really can't control Iran. We want Iran backed off the Israeli border. But you know what? They say that the Russians do not have control of Iran in Syria. So even if he promises that and wants to do that, he might not be able to do that. What should be on the president's agenda and what shouldn't?
Well, several things on his list that he listed there, I'm very pleased to be able to hear it. First on the list should be Ukraine. It's just very bizarre to me watching all the World Cup coverage and all the focus on the World Cup in Russia when at the same time Russian troops are in Ukraine occupying that country. So we need to continue to be able to not focus on what a pleasant environment the World Cup is, but to understand that if you are just a little bit to the west of where they're playing the World Cup.
Absolutely.
There are people actually working for their lives in the Ukraine. So we need to continue to be able to help the people of Ukraine to be able to gain their independence there by pushing the Russians out that are occupying the eastern part of Ukraine. We do need to be able to resolve Syria. I don't think Russia has much leverage on Iran. I think Russia wants a military bases and a naval base on the western side of Syria is what they want at the end of this, and they would love to be able to get out of Syria as well. And they have no leverage, really, on Iran. In fact, Iran has played Russia where Iran didn't want to be able to send troops anymore into certain areas. And so they literally got the Russians to be able to do their dirty work, knowing the Russians will leave. And so the Ayatollahs have played Putin and have humiliated him on the international stage, and he knows it. The best thing that we can do at this point is to be able to use whatever leverage they may have, which I don't think they have much on Iran, to be able to help push Iran back out.
So the president, people keep saying, well, we're not tough enough on Russia. The president's in bed in cahoots with Putin. And the president just pointed this out from a question in Britain within the last 15 minutes. Let's go to the last cut when he talked about who he expelled after the poisoning in Britain.
We have been extremely tough on Russia, including the fact that when the prime minister called, when they had a horrible thing happen right here, very close by, she asked, would I do something, and maybe I'd let you tell the number, and it was far greater than anybody else, including the prime minister. We expelled how many people?
60.
Yeah, 60. And Germany did 3, as an example. So Germany, big country, powerful country, they did 3. The fake news doesn't want to talk about it.
He's right. We gave lethal arms to Ukraine. He's right. We blew up 100, we killed 120 Russian mercenaries in Syria. That's right. Am I right, Senator?
You are absolutely correct. And the continual push that's happening right now by the president on Germany to say Germany is really the one that's cozying up to Russia by doing what's called the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. They're trying to get most of their natural gas from Russia, and the rest of Europe is exceptionally nervous about that. And Europe has been quietly pushing on Russia and Germany. And so the president has not been quietly pushing like the EU.
Yeah. I think we lost the senator. But he did point out this. The president's not picking on Germany. He's pointing out. And if you have a – he's not saying they're the worst. He's saying, what did they do? Three. What are they worried about? Russia aggression. What have they actually done? Formed an energy deal with Russia. What do they want? More money to protect Europe. And, Senator, just to finish that thought about being tough on Russia.
Yep. The president's been very tough on Russia as far as sanctions, kicking people out, limiting their access, and then focusing on Germany, saying Germany's got to stop doing all these big business deals with Russia in contradiction to the rest of Europe. So it's been a pretty clear message to come through, and I'll look forward to seeing the president.
Got it. Thanks, Senator. When we come back, I'll open up the phones, 1-866-408-7669, and we'll bring you more of the this Q&A with Theresa May, President Trump, in Britain. Next stop for him, his golf club in Scotland, and then to Helsinki, Finland, to meet Vladimir Putin, fresh off a meeting in Brussels with NATO. Exciting time overseas and at home. Don't move. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785. Again, 1-800-545-0785.
Now that we've celebrated the 4th of July and our country's freedom, we should look at freeing our investment portfolios as well. Noble Gold is the only national firm that for over 20 years has specialized in precious metals and coins and cryptocurrencies. Contact my friends at Noble Gold to learn about how you can secure your financial freedom by going to NobleGoldInvestments.com or by texting my name, Brian, to 511-511 and receive your free IRA gold and silver guide. And if you're one of the first 50 listeners with an IRA or old 401k valued at over $20,000 and decide to enroll with Noble Gold with precious metals, Noble will waive your first year's fees, a $450 value. Plus, you'll receive a signed copy of my latest book, Andrew Jackson and the Miracle of New Orleans. Get on the road to financial freedom by texting my name, Brian, to 511-511. Text Brian to 511-511 today. Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans, Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
John Roberts, go ahead. CNN's fake news. I don't take questions. John Roberts of Fox. Let's go to a real network. John, let's go.
Well, we're a real network too, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Awesome. And especially Jim Acosta, who is totally irrelevant and just wants to make himself relevant. That just happened about 10 minutes ago in England. Mike was in WNDB, Daytona Beach, Florida. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Brian. I got three quick points. It's a beautiful irony heaven struck. Read his own text, isn't it? And the deplorables and I have the answer to Lisa Page's WTF happened to our country, Brian. We saved it. And the third thing is the behavior of the Democrats yesterday was despicable, and it reminded me of the Wellstone Memorial where they turned it into a rally.
Good point. That was when he tragically passed away, and they had started to rally and basically ignore his memory. And then they ended up losing the seat to Senator Norm Coleman. Thanks, Mike. Mark, listening in Sirius 450 in North Carolina. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for taking my call. It's great to listen to your show. I shop at Walmart. I sometimes smell, and I did vote coincidentally for President Trump, but I am not biased. I want you to trust me on that.
So, Mark, I'm going to stop you there for a second. Do you buy his explanation that there's a bit of a rival between Loudoun, where he's from, and the place that smells? That's what he was referring to. Do you buy that?
I think yesterday I was amazed at the fact that I was even listening. I took my whole day. I even paused it when I went to the bathroom.
It was amazing.
So listen to every question. And it seemed that there was nothing accomplished. I mean, why would you put someone on the stand that you know that he's not going to say anything? He's completely going to rely on his attorneys to tell him, no, I'm sorry, I can't answer that.
Oh, but he did. There was some stuff up there. He was trying to explain away his bias and hatred for Trump and supporters. He was forced to confront all that. Instead of being Peter Strzok from a still shot, we saw Peter Strzok in person. We saw his anger and condescension. And he saw his disdain for having to be questioned by lawmakers who he disrespects. He wrote that. And by people that might have voted for President Trump, he wrote that too. So I think it was important for him to be there and to see Democrats defend him as if he's Mother Teresa. I thought that was important, Mark. Real quick.
Very valid question the congressman asked about his relationship with his wife. I thought that was so pertinent that if you can look at your wife in the eyes and expect to be trusted by the American people now that everything is out in the open. That was such a great point yesterday.
Well, that was from Congressman Gohmert, who said, you know what, I probably lost it and pretty much shouldn't have said it, but some people appreciated it. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. A lot going on. If you're staying with us, keep it here.
Tucker Carlson.
There's just so much barking and noise and yelling. Our role is to take three steps back and discern what really matters.
Sean Hannity.
The most important thing that we do, we are looking out for the forgotten men and women in this country.
Laura Ingraham.
They're going to get a straight shooter, no holds barred. I'm not going to cut people's slack.
Fox is the one place where dissent is allowed.
We have voices. We won't be silent.
Who controls my voice? Nobody.
Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call us at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.